What's poppin'? It's Super Bowl. Oh, I'm sorry. The big game. Oh, we gotta edit that. Big game Monday. Still reeling from the Super Bowl and all the after effects.
Yeah.
We are in the DealsInTheD.com studios. Make no doubt about that. With Drew, Mark, Brandon, Joey's here, and Jay. And much to talk about. It's really weird. I got up today and I was like, yeah, this is all Super Bowl. I'm sick of the Super Bowl. I mean, the big game. And then all of a sudden, all this news started coming. And just every item seemed to piss me off.
Oh, great.
I mean, it's not that bad. Just, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that story.
Oh, this thing in Dearborn is the dumbest. The dumbest. We got somebody who won $1 million in the Super Bowl, and we're going to talk to him in half hour.
Supposed to talk to Righteous Rick today to find out about that big fight on Saturday that he didn't have.
Well, that's very interesting because we know somebody who knows one of the officials who said he was never in the fight. We have some studying to do. Some hard questions to be asked of Righteous Rick. But first, if you're looking for the best deal on your new ride, check out our friends at Zott, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and DealsInTheD.com. DealsInTheD.com is where you'll find thousands of vehicles listed with the very best prices in the D. During truck month, you can lease a new Ram 1500 Crew Cab 4x4 for just $169 a month. That's $169 a month. Or if truck's not your thing, you can lease a loaded Jeep Compass for $109 a month. So when you're ready for a new ride, check out our friends at DealsInTheD.com. Get there.
And okay, then, second down and nine.
Absolutely. Always second and nine. And then we have breasts for $5,050, silicone breast implants for $1,000 under the normal price. If you get those popped in before February the 14th, or probably on Valentine's Day too, I believe. What are you waiting for? It's the most common question asked at the offices of Dr. Roche. Stop putting off improving you. Stop it. He can give you what you've always wanted, whether it's breasts, Brazilian butt lifts, Diva laser, liposuction, facial surgery, Botox, whatever. Dr.
Stop
Roche
it.
Is the only board-certified cosmetic surgeon in Michigan. Somebody wants the stop harassing me during the Gold Star spots, the Monica Conyers.
Oh, yeah.
They're harassing me. Yes.
She was in Hawaii.
I know that beast. On a junket. Yeah. She was on a junket.
That's usually where people get harassed, in Hawaii, on a junket.
Yeah, she was busted by the media on a stupid junket. Dr. Roche has over 30 years of experience performing the latest surgical and non-surgical procedures in Bloomfield Hills. So call and ask about new boobs, specializing in more natural-looking breasts. Dr. Roche has done more of them than anyone in the Midwest. Look at the pictures. Yeah. Go to DROCHE, even if you don't need breasts. Just look at the pictures. Oh, awesome. Yeah.
Like, it's good to know what's out there, right?
Yeah.
Know he's window shop.
It's fun to look at pictures anyway. Didn't hurt anybody. Call 248-338-1110. See how easy it is to bring out your very best features at 248-338-1110.
Speaking of Monica Conyers, you were telling me that the whole Shrek issue ends up in that Detroiters show on Comedy Central, which starts this week.
As does Glenda Lewis, apparently.
Babies in it.
Babies in an episode.
Did I ever tell you that Baby was not happy at Tom Mazoway one day?
Yeah, what was that? What was that all about?
He couldn't give her directions to the studio.
Oh, that's right.
So I had to commandeer the phone, and she kind of lit into Tom to me. I'm like, oh, I don't know what you want me to say, man.
Now, why was she?
She was running late, so she was really flustered, and I just went, this is radio. It's not TV. Don't worry about it. Who cares? Oh. Nobody cares if you're 5 minutes late. It's not a big deal. Or 10 minutes late.
Was she really that uptight?
Well, she was going the right way, and Tom told her to go a different way, and she ended up crossing back over 696, and, you know, Tom's not from this area, so he doesn't really know the best way to get the thing.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
So her anger was justified.
Yeah. Well,
as
she
usually is towards Maz.
Was she coming from Channel 7?
I think so, yeah.
She wasn't very far away.
No, not at all.
Backtracking a second, you know who's also a regular in the Detroiters?
Who?
Mort Krim.
Oh, Drew was telling me about that, too. It's hilarious.
Wow.
Yeah, those sound like some funny scenes, too, with Mort. Yeah, there's a lot of local iconic stuff, like sexy specs.
Hunky, oh, is he going to be specs. Dancing?
Well, someone who looks a lot like him, apparently, is dancing on their commercial. Awesome. And there, one of the guys is trying to get into advertising, so that's all sort of part of the falls into it. That's tomorrow night, Tuesday night on Comedy Central at 10:30, I think.
It sounds about right, yeah. I mean, they've been promoting it like crazy.
Yeah, it sounds like something I want to check out. I don't know. I'm always very skeptical about comedies.
But it's getting a lot of buzz.
I know.
Lorne Michaels and Sudeikis are behind it because Tim Robinson, who's from Clarkston, used to be on SNL, used to write for SNL.
Whenever I read about, you know, the what is Sudeikis' title in this thing?
He's executive producer.
Okay, that to me means he does almost nothing.
Possibly. He does a cameo, though.
Well, but that's a big title. I mean, you think executive producer, oh, my God, he must be there all the time.
Yeah.
No, well, I bet he isn't there at all.
He's got nothing else going on.
It's just a title. Okay, in Dearborn today, something unbelievably stupid happened. Okay, two guys they've decided their goal is to keep the Dearborn police on guard, make sure that they are not slipping up on open carry laws.
Why were they nominated?
They nominated themselves, I believe.
And was there some indication that Dearborn police were slipping up on open carry laws?
Apparently there was. Okay. And then additionally, They were putting on body armor in a parking lot. And they had masks, too, which is unbelievably stupid.
That's not going to get attention.
And somebody saw them and called the police. So the police pulled them over. They told the cops, well, we got the... You want to play the video of them being pulled over? This is incredible what disrespectful asses they are, in my opinion. I'm not even going to say in my opinion. This is bullshit. Putting on body armor and masks in a parking lot. This may happen.
Look at that guy right there.
What are they talking about?
They're talking about the cop. Yeah, they're talking about the cop outside the window. Or
look at that guy over there.
David, I just got pulled over for nothing.
Oh, that's awesome. They're going to provide running commentary soon.
Yeah.
I don't answer questions. Are we done here or not? We haven't done anything wrong. We haven't broken any laws. We're done with this.
Said you're on your way in a minute, sir. Do you have any objection to me searching your car?
I absolutely do. You are not searching anything. Let me go on my way. Let me be free to go, because we've broken no laws. You know this. This is an illegal detention at this point. You better get your shit straight, because we're done.
If you wish to file a complaint.
Oh, I will file a complaint. Yeah, I'm going to go, like right as soon as we leave here. You understand?
I do. You're more than welcome. I'll give you.
Am I free to go or not?
You're now free to go, sir.
Good.
Wonderful day, all right?
Well, fuck yourself. You too, dickweed.
Did you bring your seatbelt on?
Oh, what a tough guy.
That's classy.
What a tough guy.
Shit. You grab that camera.
The guy in the passenger seat has a mask on, by the way.
Fucking assholes.
You're so badass.
You guys are tough with all your guns. That's pretty
fuck
much
you, the end. Jackboot piece of shit.
Jackboot?
Fuck you.
That was. I don't know if you stopped. It's okay.
Okay. So. What do? They head over to the Dearborn Police Department to make a complaint with masks on, body armor, and carrying rifles and also holstered guns.
Yeah.
What could go wrong there?
No.
They're really kind of lucky.
They're actually very lucky. By the way, there were people in the lobby who scattered, who literally ran out of the building.
Of course.
They were so fucking scared.
Do they not know that that's a little insightful? It incites people to... I don't know.
No.
Don't they know people have been shot who, you know, the whole thing is, we're not doing anything illegal. Well, there's been people that have been shot and killed by the police who weren't doing anything illegal before, too.
Yeah, police don't know what the hell's going on.
No. There's been shootings inside police departments. There's around here. There's one in
there
Detroit.
Was. Big one.
I think Dearborn Heights had one, too.
Is this the inside? Yeah, go ahead and crank that, Jay.
This one is... So we're here. Outside Dearborn Police Station, we're going to go in and file a complaint because we were illegally pulled over about an hour ago.
Looking all hot.
You're not, right, Brandon? Wait a second. Time out. Accurate. Were they really illegally pulled over when a concerned citizen makes a complaint?
No, absolutely not.
The cop is doing his job.
No doubt about it.
And was incredibly professional about it.
Under circumstances where I think a lot of people would have a real problem being professional.
Unlike these two babies.
got a gun.
We
felt a
little afraid for our lives when we were pulled over, so we figured we better protect ourselves.
Afraid for your lives, yeah, sure. He's got a camera mounted on his shoulder. Ooh! Going to the police department. He's rifle's carrying it right there, isn't he, Jim? Yeah, he's got a rifle. Right in front of him. Can't miss it.
Where's his left hand, by the way?
I can't see it.
Doesn't he have one hand, like, kind of on it, too, or no?
You can't really see from the camera angle down there because his arms are below, you know, the camera frame. Right. So, but we'll watch for it.
Won't speculate.
Dude, put that on the ground. Put it on the ground. Put it on the ground.
I'm not trying
to put it on the ground, man. Put it on the ground or you are dead.
Listen.
I will shoot you. I will put it on the ground, sir.
They're arguing with the cops.
I will take it off.
Take it off your neck.
Take it off your neck.
What the hell's the matter with you?
Can y'all calm down?
Put it down. Barrel down. Set it down. Step back. You're carrying a sidearm as well.
It's all legal, sir.
Sir, drop the fucking gun on your side now.
There's no different in this. In
get
this
it
area
off!
Here.
Get it off!
This is a public common area.
Get it off!
You
get your
hands down. I'm unarmed. You stop pointing your fucking gun at me. What the fuck is the matter with all of you?
Nope.
I came in here to file a complaint against your asshole.
On the ground. I am not going to touch my sidearm.
Then lay on the ground on your face. Now.
I don't think the police.
The police department loaded. Okay.
So what?
It's
legal.
Put your hand above your head. All the way above your head. Sir, step back. In the grave, step back. Step back.
I'm here to file a complaint.
Well,
I'm not.
Well, we're dealing with a police complaint. You can file your complaint in a minute. You can file your complaint in a minute. Step back. Step back.
You're disobeying a lawful order.
You're disobeying a lawful order. If you do not obey this order, you will be placed under arrest.
You will be arrested.
All right, it's kind of hard to hear anything at this point, but they took their guns away. Oh.
And their phone and their cameras.
Did they get their complaint in, though?
Yeah, clearly.
They were arrested, too.
Well, they're out on bond.
Yeah, but they were arrested.
I love that part. He's like, don't point your gun at me.
Are you out of your mind?
You know, if you walked in with it to prove your point, and they said put your gun down, then you put your gun down. But instead, you had to still be Mr. Tough Guy and just go, I'm not doing anything wrong. Well, now you are because you're disobeying him.
I'm not sure why they didn't shoot them. Why didn't they shoot them? They weren't obeying orders? They had weapons? Didn't put the weapons down? I thought that was grounds for being shot.
They're very lucky.
I've seen this in the past, especially on YouTube. It tends to be pretty popular where you're open carrying, you know, maybe an assault rifle.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're filming themselves just so they can talk to the police and kind of show them, ha, I got you.
I'm doing everything.
The guy did in Dearborn, or not in Birmingham.
It happened in Romeo. It happened in Elmont as well. And it's just from people seeing, you know, these are small towns, and they see somebody who they don't necessarily recognize, and they're, you know, a couple guys walking with AK-47s. And
it's not normal.
Yeah, and so they have a concern call. But their intentions are just to get the reaction of the police officer on camera so they can post it on YouTube and get some hits.
Well, it worked.
I don't know. Do people actually hit on this and go, oh, my God, can you believe what they did to those guys?
I'm sure a few do, but most people go, God, what a bunch of asshole babies.
The president of Open Carry said this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I'm not so sure they have a lot of people in their corner on this. If anyone,
Well, they're certainly not helping. They're certainly not helping their side of the argument.
Hell no.
Who open carries with a mask on?
And body armor. They said they wear body armor all the time, and all I can think of was, what kind of existence do you have where you have to wear body armor all the time?
They don't need body.
No, but
take the body armor
honestly,
off.
Can you imagine at a point in your life and you're like, oh, going to go out to the store, better put on my body armor. Like, how paranoid do you have to be?
What? Personally, I can't help wondering, why are guns so important to these guys all the time? Why do they always have to be open carrying into the police station and open carrying here, there, and everywhere?
It's one of two things. You either are so paranoid you have to wear body armor, or two, you think it looks cool.
Well, that's possible.
Well, that doesn't look cool, though. You look like a dick. Like, why are you the only one wearing body armor?
Well, it does make you look a little paranoid.
It makes you look a lot paranoid.
Yeah.
And then why are you wearing a ski mask?
Yeah, the ski mask, that's really disturbing to me. Because I think a guy wears a ski mask because he's going to rob somebody.
Of course. Or he's skiing. He's got some downhill to do.
I didn't see that happening.
I hope I'm never at the point in my life where I'm going to be walking around in body armor and ski masks to prove some stupid point.
I don't have anything wrong with open carry at all. However, when you're disrespecting police officers like that, you know, just an hour prior.
Do you need to open carry going into a police station?
Of course not. You're going to a police station.
Of course. Yeah. I'm sure it's legal. That's great. It's legal. But it's still stupid. Lots of legal things are stupid.
Oh, is that the guy?
This is one of them. One of the guys, the younger guy. I'm just looking at his email address, hales.saints. So, no, he's not a troublemaker.
What is it?
The open carry group, isn't it?
Is it?
Well, I would assume he's part of it.
I think they'd throw his ass out after that display.
Well, probably
it's embarrassing.
We should call him.
I guess I'm sorry. Well, we got to call Dominic in a minute. What's the point of open carry? Tell me what open carry has done that's good. I mean, I know what people say, but I'm asking.
I have no idea.
I'm not saying I'm against open carry. I'm just saying, when has it helped? What's the point?
Because
some states don't have open carry, and some states do.
I don't know. Well, see, on the flip side, too, why, if concealed carry is for safety, why not just open carry? Because then everybody knows you're the good guy with the gun. Right? Wouldn't that be a big deterrent if you're holstering? I'm not making a joke. I'm being serious. You're the target. Oh, you're the target.
You can become the target.
But if everybody has it.
Well, yeah, that's true. If everybody does, right?
You know, if you got rid of concealed carry and everybody had to open carry, like
the Wild West. Isn't the point, though, that you know, in the event of danger, that you've got a gun and you can help?
Can you imagine
at the point?
If there was somebody in that parking lot that maybe had a gun and was a little exuberant and saw these guys in body armor and ski masks?
Yeah, and told them to put their guns down?
It could be a shootout in the parking lot of...
Well, you know, a lot of people say we need more guns. Don't we need more guns? Because when these people come in and they shoot up places, then more people can take them out. But first of all, you do have people in the crossfire.
Yeah.
And also, in spite of all these laws... And there aren't that. I mean, I'm not saying there's too many laws. I'm not saying anything about the laws, but there are laws that protect gun owners or whether it's open carry or you've got a concealed weapons permit. Very rarely is a guy shot in the act of shooting someone else. It does happen, though. It did happen. A guy was.
Well, there's a guy at the bank around here.
Yeah.
Who fired off like 8 shots and hit the guy in the leg.
Uh huh.
Very lucky the 7 didn't hit somebody. But then there's the guy in Arizona. Who saved the cop who was being attacked by the meth head. Remember the meth head?
Oh, yeah.
Fairly recently.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I think there was another case here, too. And the guy that did the shooting, who was the hero, was doing something wrong in terms of where he's supposed to be for his job.
Oh, really?
And I think he may have gotten in trouble.
Then there was the lady. Remember the lady at the Home Depot up in Clarkston who chased the shoplifter and fired at him in the parking lot?
Oh, yeah.
That's what freaks people out. He's a shoplifter. You don't need to chase him on foot and fire away. Just be smart. Why can't
steal
people
a tube of cock and
why can't people be smart anymore with anything?
Shot at for.
I don't know. These are crazy times, and I got to tell you, if somebody doesn't put their hands on Tom Brady's jersey pretty soon, I may lose my mind.
I swear to God, they better find that fucking jersey, man.
I thought they found it.
What?
I don't know.
Yeah, I heard the equipment guy had it today.
Now I'm not going
to
believe it.
Then I saw more stories at 5 o'clock about his missing jersey and you know how we're supposed to all be so horrified.
I'm not going to believe it until I hear it out of Tom's mouth himself.
Oh, latest news from USA Today. Tom Brady's missing Super Bowl jersey sparks investigation. So.
Oh!
Did you see, you saw the video where he like...
Talking to the Kraft. Yeah, he's talking to the owner of the football team, who has larger things, in my opinion, to worry about than Tom Brady's lost jersey. I lost my jersey!
Jay, can you see if you can find that video? Because what's funny is, could Bob Kraft be any more dismissive of Tom Brady's complaint about his missing
what
jersey?
What does he say?
I just want him to pull it up, because it's something along the lines of, oh yeah, that's a shame. Oh, I guess we'll get another one. Okay, great. Yeah, those are really nice. I think maybe that's what he said. Those are really nice.
First of all, why did he make such a big deal about it? All he has to do is get another one and say, hey, I wore this in the Super Bowl.
I know.
And he's sell it for whatever it's worth.
He doesn't need a COA. He is the certificate of authenticity.
Exactly.
Right?
He essentially has destroyed the value of his own jersey.
I've seen the value could be upwards of $500,000 for that jersey.
Yeah, but it's his jersey. He could just say, oh, yeah, this is the one I wore.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what he said.
Honestly, God, Tommy, somebody stole my game jersey.
I remember what Kraft said now. He goes, oh, well, look online.
Oh, you better look online.
Yeah, that's the owner's response. You better look online there, Brady.
Well, that's about all the response he deserved, in my opinion.
Did you see the commercial he filmed for the local commercial?
The one brushing his teeth or whatever?
No. He filmed a local commercial for an MRI place in Boston, and it originally started running in October, and the whole bit is, you know, you got to take all your metal off for an MRI, so they have a locker. And he puts four rings in there, and she's like, you got any more? And he goes, oh, no, not yet. You know, and they shut, and that's they had that rant. Well, last night after the Super Bowl, it ran with a different ending. When he goes, oh, wait, I got one more. It's kind of new. So he filmed that back.
He doesn't have it yet.
Well, he filmed it back in September, though.
He doesn't have the ring yet anyway. He's
Come
lying.
On, that's pretty sweet. He knew he was going to win even then. It's all fixed.
Doesn't have the ring? They give it to him next season?
And then he ends it with, Roger that. As in, Roger. Brandon, I almost kept that part of the retelling because I knew that part's kind of stupid.
Jesus.
Did you see Roger had to give him the trophy today?
Roger Goodell?
Yeah.
Had to give him what trophy?
They have the press conference this morning.
Oh, no, I did not see it.
The formal presentation of the MVP and the Super Bowl trophy.
Why didn't you send some lackey to do it?
Well, it's kind of odd. Well, because they have to have a press conference, too. Or he takes more questions.
I thought they did the MVP after the game.
Well, they didn't have to stop doing that. They didn't have the trophy out there, but they just, I don't know, it's the formal press conference to where everybody can talk to him. I don't know why. Maybe the NFL sponsors it and sells it.
Did you see the defensive coordinator wearing the Roger Goodell clown shirt?
Yeah. I love it. I'm sorry. I know most people disagree, but I think it's great.
Well, you love Brady. You're gonna. Well, if he pulls an OJ, you're gonna say he didn't do it.
I think the NFL overreach was ridiculous.
I just don't know why the NFL. Why would they attack Tom Brady, the best symbol the entire league has? Why would they do that?
Because they were so soft on Spygate.
No, because they knew something was wrong.
That's ridiculous.
What was wrong?
The balls were deflated.
You really think the NFL made such a big deal out of that, which was never.
Yes, I do. I don't think the NFL said, "Well, fuck that Tom Brady. We're going to just fuck him over." He's such an asshole.
No, I think they dug their heels in because they weren't tough enough on Spygate. So you have Biscotti from the Ravens and you have Ursay from the Colts saying, "Hey, you really got to go after him this time. You guys just helped destroy the Spygate tapes." So they start going after him, and Brady and the Pats were like, "Fuck off. Leave us alone." And then that's why they dug their heels in.
You need to get another representative. You're not credible regarding anything Tom Brady.
Why?
You'll always defend him.
Find somebody who's read the whole Wells report.
Someone who's not a Michigan grad, who's not a Patriots fan.
All right. No, don't listen. If you don't like facts, that's fine.
How much did you get off that picture?
I love facts, but tell me, you'll never come down on anything Michigan or Tom Brady related, ever.
Oh, I think... I told you before, I think Tom's really...
You're like the PR department.
Tom's really challenging my fandom. I think the Roger, that was pretty stupid. I think calling his arm the moneymaker is really dumb. I think serving almonds and blue water is really ridiculous. His diet's insane. Sugar-free candy on Halloween's bullshit.
How much did you get off on that photo of him with the Pats uniform, and then it's kind of ripped, and you see the U of M uniform underneath it? And...
You know how many people sent that to me?
Oh,
what?
Oh, Jesus. Whatever.
Well, I'm not allowed to like him now?
No, no. Of course you like him.
Love him.
No, he had a Michigan... whatever. Michigan people, that's all.
Yeah. Hater's gonna hate.
No, I'm not a hater. I'm really not. Well, I guess I'm soon to become a suppressive person for not liking Tom Brady.
Great. Oh, yeah.
This guy won $1 million.
Huge Michigan fan, by the way. He is. I read the story today. That's what
it
said.
Are you joking?
No, that's why
Please
he picked
don't
the Patriots.
Ask him.
Oh, I don't. I won't have to ask him. I have a feeling he'll offer it.
Let's shit can this guy.
It's cool. He won $1 million.
I love the story. He went on a four-play app, which you have to pick four winners every week of the season. No losers. None of them can lose. So that's, what, 64 winners? 16 weeks, four winners?
You cannot get one wrong.
17 weeks.
You can't get one wrong at all.
No, I don't think
so.
What
are the odds of that?
I know. That's why they offer $1 million. Then you got to win the playoff games, too. And I don't think you can get any of them wrong.
So it's not like a survival, whoever, you know, if people only got one wrong, they get to advance.
Mr. Big Stuff's back. I haven't heard this in eons.
39 years old, now he's got $1 million from
the He's a financial advisor.
Oh, he'll blow it.
Hey, is this Dominic?
It is.
It's Drew and Mark. How you doing?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Much appreciated.
It's funny, I was watching the story, I'm thinking, God, I hope this is some guy that really needs the money. I'm like, I don't think this guy really needs the money. Financial advisor, looked like a nice house. But no, it's great. You really deserve it, too. That's how many times, you did pick four winners a week, how many times were you really close to losing?
Oh, man. I remember I had to go to Orlando for work, and I was watching, like, the Thursday night game. I think it was Atlanta Tampa Bay, and I needed like Tampa Bay with Mike Glenn in the backup quarterback with like a minute and a half to like go down the field plus get a 2-point conversion for me to cover.
Wow.
So, I mean, there were like a couple instances like that where it was like a last minute field goal. I mean, it just came down to the wire, but luck just kind of kept popping up again and again.
Well, the one story said, too, that if you get your picks in late, it randomly just gives you games. You were four for four on those.
Yeah. I mean, I'm an idiot. So, yeah.
Yeah, but still.
So you got his picks in late and he had random four random picks?
And he got them all right.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So that was like week three, and I didn't realize, because I wasn't taking this thing that seriously to start. Because it was new to me, and I was just kind of messing around with it.
Lucky.
I thought I missed my pick, so I emailed, the site to see if there's anything I could do, and they said, yeah, you can use this thing, and we're just going to pick four random ones for you. It did, and they all came through. So,
no, were any of those sweaty games?
No, those were blowouts.
Really?
I wasn't even close on those. So, I mean, but if you look at the way that it's set up, and I think that, you know, people are thinking I'm some sort of savant. For going and it's not, I'm not going against the spread. There's a 14-point buffer in weeks 1 through 17. So, like, for instance, last night with the spread being Patriots minus 3, in a regular season game, it would have been Patriots plus 11 and Atlanta plus 17.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
So it's easier.
So you figure 70 or 80% of those are going to work out week to week, and it's just avoiding the landmine where you're like, you think – Cleveland's going to get crushed, and they play the one game of the year where they actually do something.
Well, going into the playoffs, how many people were still alive?
Just me.
You're the only. Do you know how many people tried?
I think, according to the guys who run the site, I think they said that at one, like usage was like 3,000 users maybe this past season.
Wait, 3,000? That's all?
Yeah, I mean, they're a brand new company. They're a couple years old now.
Well, now you shut them down.
Yeah, they're out of business today. who are these guys? I mean, who put up the money?
I don't know. They're just a couple of local guys. I mean, there was a Free Press article on them that I read about them back from maybe September.
Hmm.
And we come to find out that, you know, I've never met the guys before, but we ran in similar circles. They're just like two young entrepreneurial guys, and the site got off to, you know, a pretty fast start. And now, you know, I, from what I understand with everything that's happened over the last week, they're getting even more traction.
Well, it's better for them too, because it's not a lump sum payment.
Right. Yeah. Which is, I think,
10 years.
Yeah.
10 years?
It's 10 years. It's paid out over 10 years.
Are you getting national publicity out of this?
Say again. I'm sorry.
Are you getting national publicity? I mean, are the talk shows calling and stuff?
No. Like, people are forwarding me stuff. I actually went to work today, so I wasn't, like, online at all. But I know it was in USA Today and The Chive. But besides that, I have no idea. Like, the only calls that I've done or people I've talked to, they've all been local.
Yeah, I would think that story would go national. I would think there'd be some, I don't know, Good Morning America or somebody would jump on it.
So going into the Super Bowl, how did you decide which team to roll with? Did you do a lot of analytics?
A little bit. I mean, I'll read Football Outsiders and
yeah, great site.
Look at some of the analytics there, but I don't know. I just tend to think the more information you get sometimes, the more it hurts you because you just start overthinking it. And after watching the NFC and AFC championship games, I was sold on Atlanta. I was like, they're just the better team. And as time went on, I kept telling myself, like, there's no way if you give Brady and Belichick and all of the motivation that they have to try to win this game, like, you give them 2 weeks, there's no way they're going to lose. And it came down to my pick had to be in it by one on Sunday. I waited until 12:45 and I felt like I had to take the Pats. I'm like a huge Michigan fan, so I would never be able to forgive myself.
That's understandable. So you took.
I told Mark he was not allowed to ask you about being a Michigan fan, and Mark said, it's okay, he'll tell you.
I kind of let him into it. So basically you picked the Patriots because of Brady.
Well, and Belichick. And not
Brady.
Just that, though.
I totally get it. Believe me, I'm on your side.
No, it was. I just felt like there were some matchups that could be exploited, but it wasn't happening. I thought it would be, with the secondary with Atlanta, and it didn't happen until the fourth quarter. So that's why I was just blown away when Atlanta was just killing them.
How much were you sulking?
Oh, it was
28-3.
It was the least fun place in the United States. Last night, it was so bad because I didn't want to really be around people. I didn't know how much fun I would be to be around. So it was just supposed to be my wife and I. And I have a few buddies that I've been talking to all throughout the year. When it started getting serious, when it was around Thanksgiving, and when I really thought I had something going, I started getting more serious about it. And so these guys watch games all the time. We were bouncing ideas. And I said, you know what? They've got to be here for this, win or lose. But it was like, I thought we were going to wrap up early and go to bed. It just was like a funeral.
And when did you think, you know what? They got a chance. They can do it.
I think it was when Matt Ryan fumbled.
Yeah, I agree.
I thought that was it, but I didn't think they'd be able to stop Atlanta unless something like that happened. I really, really believe after Ryan took that horrible sack and then they got the holding penalty and then they were pushed out of field goal range because all they had to do was just run the ball.
But you think the strip sack fumble was huge, right?
Yeah. No, that was
who
really was
by
who recovered that? Where did he go to school?
Know. I think he went to Michigan.
Yeah, Alan Branch.
Alan Branch, of course.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
I don't know.
Don't worry. Drew's an SP.
Drew, you're a Michigan fan.
I am a Michigan fan.
He's a suppressive person. Don't let him fool you. He's infiltrating. He needs to be audited.
I probably should be audited. I like Michigan. I didn't go to Michigan, but I like Michigan. I go to a lot of games. So I just... I just can't. I still can't believe they won that game. I mean, honestly, when they kicked that field goal to make it 28-12, I thought, oh, they had to score there. And he got sacked twice in three plays. And then when they got the ball back, the first play they had the ball, he got sacked again. It just looked like. But Atlanta, their offense. I mean, how can you explain their offense just dying like that?
No, I mean, and Brady just looked horrible.
He was not good.
It just seemed like the timing was off. And then you had Edelman and Amendola just dropping passes that were right in their hands. So I thought they were cooked.
It was weird.
You know, it's amazing. I rewatched middle third, the rest on today. Of course I did. And as off as he was in the first 2.5 quarters, that drive in overtime, he made ridiculous passes.
Yeah,
the one to Amendola on the sideline. He had one to come back to Hogan. It was just he flipped a switch.
I was just gonna say, I don't know how you guys felt, but I felt like it all came down to the coin toss for overtime. Because Patriots get the ball there, I felt right there it was done.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah, I did. And God, he was phenomenal in that. He was great in the last drive too in regulation.
Yeah.
He was great.
So, oh, yeah.
And to think he set all those records, and he really had a very half-assed night for him.
Yeah. It's almost like he didn't. For three quarters, he wasn't the same guy, and then all of a sudden he did as much work in a quarter and in overtime that most people do in a game. So
he obviously saw a mirror on the sideline and went, oh, that's right, I'm Tom Brady. I'm going to go take care of this right now.
I just can't believe how much that guy burns to win. You know, I was reading what he's saying, you know, oh, I can't wait to come back, and I want to win more. And I'm like, God, how badly can you want it?
He's got a wife and kids. He doesn't want to be at home.
I guess.
He'd rather go to work.
Yeah, I guess it's understandable. Speaking of wife.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, when they were asking about how you're going to spend the money, your wife said something about getting a fence, and I'm like, $1 million? Come on, what kind of fence are they getting? Is this a Trump wall or what?
You know, it's funny. So, we've had a couple people ask us, you know, what we're going to do, and especially if it's someone like local media, they want something like, we're going to go buy a Ferrari or, you know, something like juicy and sexy.
And then everyone will hate you, of course.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, it's so uncool to like actually try to just save it or take care of your kids' education. You know, like that's not a good
answer. Boring. So, yeah. That's found money. Spend it.
But the minute it's not charity or something, people go, oh, that's sloth. Spends $1 million. He buys a Ferrari.
And yeah.
It's a no win. But actually, no, it's so cool. I'm glad you won, man. That's great. Good for you. I hope you do get a Ferrari.
Yeah, cool.
Something like that. What do you drive? What do you drive, by the way? Speaking of cars.
I have an F-150.
Oh, okay.
Yay. Nice.
Regular guy. So, yeah. Okay.
Wife's got an Edge.
Nice. Well, man, congratulations. I hope the tax man doesn't take too much. I know better though. Although spread out over 10 years, you'll do better, won't you? You're a financial advisor, so you're probably happy about that.
Yeah, that does work out better that way. But
of course, it's nice to have 500 grand up front. Isn't bad either.
Yeah, no. Everybody, I mean, the biggest amount of crap that I was taking from all my buddies and everything was not hedging. Because, you know, I could have went to Vegas and hedged and at least walk out, you know, with 50 grand or, you know, however much you want to put up against it. But,
oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was getting a lot of heat for not hedging.
Who wanted you to hedge?
No, it was just like a bunch of friends. Like, oh, guys, get out. Tell me you're hedging. Tell me. What's Sam?
I thought maybe your wife was thinking, oh, we can just get something for sure. But,
oh, no, she didn't want to at all.
Oh, good
she
for her.
Like, no. But, yeah. Wow. No, she was, and I mean, we just don't hedge, I guess. So cool. We just didn't.
Put that on a T-shirt. We don't hedge.
I like that. Great motto. Well, hey, Dominic, congratulations, man. Hope we run into you one of these days, and have a lot of fun with it.
All right, guys. Hey, it's a real honor. I've listened to you guys my entire life. So,
oh, cool.
Thanks for reaching out. I really appreciate it.
Hey, appreciate you saying that. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Dominic.
All right, guys. Take care.
Go Blue.
What a win-win. Yeah, go Blue. Go Blue. Of course, go Blue. See you, Dominic.
Bye-bye.
Dominic Mirabella, million-dollar winner.
Could you imagine?
Does he have a couple kids?
Yeah, he's got two little ones.
Two little ones.
Can you imagine that rush, though, on that final drive?
Oh, I cannot imagine what that must have felt like.
That much money on the line? Oh, my God. Oh.
The shitty part, when they were down 23, I mean, he had to be miserable.
Oh, yeah.
He had to be absolutely miserable. But, yeah. But then just thinking of that comeback, the way it built, I mean, me watching it was exciting as hell. I had nothing on the game. It was so exciting, but to think you had $1 million at stake, and then when they won that coin toss, oh, God.
Rewatching that today, it's like all the little things. Everything had to go New England's way, which it didn't in the first 2.5 quarters, and then it did after that. I was texting you that 4th-and-3.
Yeah.
Before their first touchdown drive, and they're down 28-3 was huge.
Brady's run.
And then Brady had his longest run of the year, 15 yards for a first down.
Did he rush for more than 3 yards in the game? Because they count sacks against runs.
Not in the NFL.
Sacks, oh, they don't. Sack, okay.
Yeah, it goes against pass yardage, I believe.
So he ran for more than 3 yards then. That was the over-under for his rushing yards.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody was talking about making a bet on it, and I was thinking,
ooh, that seems like a good one.
Yeah, he thought it was a really good bet, too, and I was sort of, I agreed with him just to be nice, but I thought, well, he might never take off the whole game.
Well, you would figure that he would have a few sneaks, because he always sneaks.
Well, that's true, yeah.
1 or 2 yards.
Yeah, he's a good sneaker, too.
And then the other thing, after that drive, they had the onside kick, right, where Gostkowski hit his legs.
Oh, yeah.
Atlanta had great field possession. They get it to 2nd-and-1, and the next play is the hold by Jake Matthews, who had the hold later. And he's a good tackle, and he had 2 really dumb penalties. And then Ryan got sacked again. It's like every little play.
I keep finding myself, you know, last night I just felt like New England won the game. They won it. And the more I look back at that game, I find myself saying Atlanta lost the game. But, you know, it's a combination of both.
Execution, man.
Yeah.
Although your complaint on, was it when it was 3rd-and-33 about not throwing short?
Yeah.
I didn't realize.
Screen pass or something.
Well, I didn't realize till I rewatched it, doing my film work. there were no backs in the game. They're all wideouts.
That's right.
And the underneath route was to Julio Jones, who was only about 7 yards. I still would have preferred he threw to Julio, but Ryan was under such pressure. That's why he threw it away.
Draw is such a threat there. I mean, it doesn't hurt to have a back there because you got to respect a draw.
Yeah.
But if he's not there, then you don't have to respect a draw.
Coleman got hurt right before that, too, I believe. So
that's right.
You know, maybe that was the case. I don't know.
I just believe that that team, the head coach, Ryan, a lot of those players, they have to be second-guessing that game for a long time.
We had this argument yesterday where, and Maz even said it when we talked to him, but blaming the coaching. But really, because they didn't run more, they have a high-powered offense. They have one of the best passing offenses in the league.
I thought to not get the ball to Julio Jones more than 4 times was unpardonable, but he only threw 23 times in the game. So, yeah, it's hard to say that.
Plays. Most people are complaining because when it was the 1st-and-10 on the 22, they should have just ran it 3 times and kicked. Well, it's still a 2-possession game.
Yeah, but it's awful tough. They'd have to burn their timeouts, or there would have been like 2:50 left, and they need 2 scores.
Of course.
That's tough.
But what if...
You're going to have to onside kick.
When it was 2nd-and-11 and they threw, what if they got a first down there? Or what if they got a touchdown on that drive? Then it's like, oh, way to be ballsy, way to stick by your offense.
Yeah,
but it's bad execution.
When you don't do that, I think when you throw there, it's one of those times where you have to tell the quarterback, just don't get sacked. Whatever you do, don't get sacked. And it's hard to tell somebody that if the rush is that strong. I mean, if you're sacked, you're sacked.
It's just funny how much the outcome of the game
determines
what was a good call. Because throwing on 1st-and-goal in overtime by the Patriots when it was almost picked off was a terrible call. But nobody's going to remember that because they won the game on the next play.
No, nobody will talk about that.
If that was picked off, that would have been one of the biggest plays in Super Bowl history.
That would have been crazy, yeah.
That was a bad coaching decision.
New England's defense was so good in the second half. God, they were just that one drive.
That Kyle Van Noy, where did that guy come from?
Oh, man. A sack in the Super Bowl on the winning team.
Big sack, too.
Got the big share. What's the Super Bowl share now, 200 grand or something?
Oh, that's right. I didn't even think about that.
It's huge.
Kind of like the $1 million game.
And I guess because it was in Houston, the taxes are a lot better on it. So.
Oh, yeah. No state tax.
So they're making out.
The XFL.
The $1 million game.
I got to tell you that document. We got to talk about that. But we got to call Righteous Rick, and I got to do this, too. I got to tell you about Gold Star Law. Are you working more than 40 hours a week and not receiving overtime pay? Lots of it. I'm waiting for...
Not it. That was
during
not me.
A read.
That was not me.
Gold Star.
I won't
come
say
after
who it
him.
Was, but I just want to make sure it's not me. Actually, I'm going to call Gold Star for defamation because people are going to think that's me.
Are you working more than 40 hours a week and not getting overtime pay? Lots of you are. It may be breaking the law, even if you're a salary employee. Have you lost a promotion or missed out on a raise because of your age, race, or gender? Or, you know, what I've been hearing about is people who feel they've been let go for the wrong reason or for some, you know, the guy was working there for a long, long time and was told suddenly that he wasn't performing up to snuff and he had reviews that were good for many, many, forever. You've been injured on the job, maybe being sexually harassed. If any of these things are happening, call our friends at Gold Star Law. The call is free. The meeting with the attorney is free. You have nothing to lose and you pay nothing until they win for you. It's a big risk on their part, if you ask me. It's completely confidential. They do not contact your employer. Gold Star filed more employment law cases in Michigan last year than all other firms combined. It's what they do. And the people in the business know it. The attorneys, the judges, which is why we recommend them to you. Gold Star Law. Get the money you deserve. Call 248-851-GOLD, 248-851-GOLD, or click goldstarlaw.com. You know, the infamous, I'll talk about it later. I don't want to talk about it next to Gold Star's commercial, but remind me to come back to that. If you love our podcast, then one of the best ways to support is to support our sponsors like Hall Financial. We all know David Hall. He's got it going over at Hall Financial. Interest rates have been shifting a lot recently, and that means you could save money by refinancing. That is found money. Hall Financial makes it easy to find out what your payment could be if you refinance today with their online chat feature. Just click the Hall Financial logo on our podcast website at drewandmikepodcast.com. You can chat with an expert. There's no obligation. They don't even need to know who you are to answer your question. Just find out what's going to happen there. Something good, hopefully. Remember to go to our website, click the link to chat, or you can call 248-308-5000 and make sure to tell them Drew and Mike sent you. Restrictions apply. A Michigan licensed broker, lender, and NMLS number 1467435, equal housing lender.
One other Super Bowl note.
Yeah.
Was there anybody more excited after the Super Bowl than Candace Miller?
I didn't see Candace. At the game?
No, but, you know, she had the water restriction, the flush
restriction. Oh, right. I forgot. The drain commissioner now. She's the drain commissioner.
Macomb County. She had a post. I think it was a post on Facebook that just says, "Your combined efforts are the difference," in all caps. "Last night, our total sewage flow never approached a level where we're near an emergency discharge."
Well, you know, all those people
sucks that they have to follow these rules because the government messed up.
I know. Not to mention, you know, they're all going to get hit for it. All the people that live out there.
No, I know.
About $50 a year for the next 25 years.
That's awful. But yeah, they want them taking, you know, if you pee in the toilet, wait till it's all solid.
Oh,
you
man.
Know, no full laundry.
What a drag.
Can't run the water while brushing your teeth. Short showers. That's the worst.
I cannot believe the story Jay just handed me.
What?
Letter from Osama bin Laden detailing when jihadists should be allowed to masturbate is revealed.
Beaten off, yeah. Remember how much porn he had?
Oh, yeah. And those hijacker guys, they were in titty bars. Oh,
yeah, of course, because they're still dudes.
Yeah.
Just because your religion's restrictive.
A letter from Osama bin Laden detailing when jihadists should be allowed to masturbate has been revealed. He had such a pull on his followers, he was able to dictate when they pleasured themselves. Jeez.
I bet you he beat off to that, too, that he got to dictate.
To his memo?
Yeah. Well, these guys can't beat off right now, but I will.
The memo was marked top secret. He wrote to one of his trusted aides in North Africa saying that in the extreme conditions of being kept separate from their wives, the terrorists could masturbate. It was seized with 49 other documents by the U.S. in 2011 and now made public by the Office of Director of National Intelligence. In the world's one-time most wanted man discusses attacks on America and targeting France should efforts fail. But he also lifts a lid on the sexual activity of his jihadis. And later wrote, "Another very special and top secret matter pertains to the problem of the brothers who are with you in this unfortunate celibacy and lack of availability of wives for them in the conditions that have been imposed on them."
Now, shallow issue, serious thought. Nice religion treating their women that they're just there to get the guys off, right? I mean, isn't that what that really is implying? That
absolutely.
Sentence?
Yep.
These poor men have to be celibate because their wives aren't around. That's all they're really good for. Right, Brandon?
Well, I was just thinking of the comparisons with other with some other religions where if you're...
Oh, sex is only for procreation.
Or if you're...
the Scientology yes. discussion?
Yeah, if you're not satisfying your man.
Very similar.
You'd be
that poor 16-year-old girl who was so uptight about sex, and she's forced to marry this 42-year-old by Scientology, and then she gets called on the carpet because he's masturbating. She's not getting him off enough.
It's amazing they get away with that.
I can't figure it out. I just can't
believe. Well, you know why, right?
Because they spend money.
International waters.
Oh, international waters. I forgot.
Saw it a mile away.
Well, you could have busted
me. Why didn't I see that coming?
You could have busted the joke set up 2 minutes earlier.
But they're on American soil, too. They're kidnapping people on American soil.
Oh, man.
Their stupid rules are being enforced on American soil.
I don't know how much international waters really implies if you're on a vessel that's from the United States. Reason being, I almost got in some trouble.
Oh, that's right.
I almost got in some trouble on a cruise ship once.
Wait, in international waters?
In international waters.
What did you do?
Oh, this was bad. I probably shouldn't say this, but I'll do it anyway.
I'll spill it.
I went on a cruise.
Statue of limitations up?
Hopefully, yeah.
Okay. He murdered somebody and threw him overboard in international waters.
I don't know. It's so stupid. I'm going to regret this. But
no, you're not.
But I went on a cruise with a couple buddies, and I got it was on my during my birthday, which is a good thing to do when you're on vacation because everybody parties and gives you everything for free the night before. You know, stroke of midnight, they get you messed
up. Oh, right, sure.
And then the next day is your birthday, too. So you're the king for 2 days. And
did you cross the international dateline? Is that
during one of these nights? I'm blacked out, drunk. I don't even remember what happened. And I met several individuals, a lot of people throughout the course of the trip. And at the very end of the trip, I got
what the hell happened that night.
I got information and exchanged emails and hey, send me some pictures. That'd be great. And when I got home about 3 weeks later, I got an email from one of these girls. Who I guess we had hung out with, and there was a picture of me and her, and we're
did you remember at all?
Lightly kissing.
Really?
Very, very lightly kissing.
Ready for a bomb?
Are you ready for a bomb? About 2 weeks after, and that was it. And I was like, okay, great, whatever.
Was she cute?
Yeah, and she was at the bar, and
I love that Brandon kisses lightly.
The reason I say that is because it wasn't like a full-out make-out session where I'm sticking my tongue down this person's throat.
Then what's the point?
It has nothing to do with small hands, right?
No.
Okay, small hands, small kisses. I don't know.
Chick's I was groping her with my small hands.
That week. I got an email about 2 weeks later from a concerned mother.
What?
And
what?
And this individual apparently was saying,
"Oh, I know international waters, but she was underage.
My daughter was only 16 years old, and I'm like, what? And number one, I don't recall her being 16 years old, and two,
was her mother anywhere near the scene?
No.
Did you ask how old she was?
She was there with this girl was there with a couple cousins, and they all told us that they, I don't know, were in their 20s or something like that.
What's the age of consent?
I don't know. I didn't do anything with her, though. But it really scared the shit out of me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the mom's sitting there.
And I responded with international waters.
Did you really? No. Did you
no,
really?
I responded with that, you know, she lied to me. Like, she told me that she was, you know, when I met her
at the
bar.
Nice blaming the victim.
I was blacked out drunk. You know, it was.
Blame the victim. Always blame the victim.
This was years ago. I was only like a year and a half older than that at the time anyway, or something like that.
Why didn't you say?
Well, how old were you?
Ah, damn. I was like 22.
There's the real story.
Now I feel really crappy about it. But ultimately, she threatened me with all these lawsuits
what?
And stuff.
She
and
did?
Oh, yeah.
You got to be kidding me.
You say nothing happened?
Yeah, I said absolutely. I said, ask her.
What did her daughter say?
I don't know. I was never in contact with her again.
She probably said, cash me outside.
Cash me outside.
I'm glad someone knew that reference.
Yeah.
Wow.
How about that?
How about
that's exactly what she said. No, and I was legitimately scared off my ass for about 3 months thinking I was going to be arrested. Long story short, nothing ever came of it.
Where do you remember where the girl lived? Out of state, right?
I might have the photo on my email.
Oh, really?
No way.
Of the light kissing? That's why there was light kissing. She was 16. She didn't know any other way to kiss.
This girl didn't look like she was 16.
I can't wait to see this.
I know.
This is awesome. I was pretty hammered, though. So, I mean, I don't know if she's hot now, looking back. This is back in, like, 2004.
Don't you have this picture of Brandon, like, from the bachelor party? Yeah, like, that look? Yeah.
Like, yeah, just,
like, just so
just
out of it.
Out
he,
of it.
He couldn't even form a kiss with his mouth, and she's just, like, kissing his mouth.
Yeah, I think she's going to appear to be the aggressor in the picture.
I can't believe they had no evidence.
Did you find it?
Not yet. I don't even want to look for this.
I can't believe that mom had no evidence and just started threatening lawsuits.
Trust me, I wasn't proud of it. I don't remember any of it.
Did she think you had sex with her daughter?
I don't think so. It didn't happen. I know that didn't happen because that night I was so messed up. One of my buddies had to pretty much throw me in the bathtub and pour water.
Well, then anything
throat.
Could have happened. Who
almost,
knows what you did to her?
I almost died that
night. Stuffed it in her mouth.
Lightly.
Lightly.
Brandon makes love lightly.
Yeah, I'm pretty ashamed of
it. I lightly inserted myself into it.
So this is like 10 years ago. Statute of limitations is long gone.
Over 10 years, yeah. I was so young at the time. Did I say 20? I meant like 20 even.
And she was 18 now.
And she was 14. You know, there's a 6-year difference.
Oh, man. I feel, because then you, I don't know, when stuff like that happens, you feel like you've done something wrong.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
Well, you did, but I mean, it's not your fault.
I don't recall, and I was probably lied to. I know I was lied to.
Light kissing, is that illegal?
I think you could light kiss a 14-year-old.
Oh, God. I don't know. I don't know.
You could say it's a peck on the cheek. It was a light kiss. Look.
Mm. Now one's going to ever.
Light kisses. Not me.
Not me.
Light. It's a peck on the cheek. I was saying goodnight. Jeez.
It's not like we were heavy petting. It was a light kiss.
Yeah.
I can't believe you described it as a light kiss.
Because no, because when you live. If you saw the picture, it wasn't like we were. It was like we were posing for a picture or something. That's what I meant by.
I think the real story here is that you described something as like this.
Here, I'm gonna look it up, and this is like the oldest email I have.
I hope you have this. Come on.
Do you like kiss Kristen? He's just going to ignore me now.
I'm trying to think if I've ever used that term before. I don't
like
think
kissing.
I have.
No one has. No
I think Brandon has invented a term.
I think I found them, but Google they're not it. Opening. Like these are
no.
so old. This is from 2007. And you see these, Mark, you see I got the pictures all up, but they're all broken.
Oh, yeah.
So it looks like the evidence has been destroyed.
Oh, man.
How does that happen?
I got this. Yeah, these are a whole bunch of different.
That's some experts we know.
Oh, is that her?
This is check this out. look at me. I look drunk. Oh boy.
I gotta tell you, she looks older than 16 there.
Yeah, I thought she was too.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, these are the shots.
Beginning of the end.
I got my vanilla fudge shirt on.
Shot.
Look at every picture is me just drinking.
That's her in that picture.
Right here.
She might not look 16, but she certainly acts like she's
where's
like
the
12.
Light
yeah,
missing.
She's.
I don't have those pictures. Aren't coming up yet. I'll keep looking.
They just got to take time to look.
So can we see her with a normal face or the light kissing picture?
Here, let me keep looking. I gotta try.
She's 14. The light kissing picture.
God damn it!
She's making ridiculous.
She was
face.
16 and 7/8. And it was international waters.
I know. So anything goes. We've learned that thanks to Scientology.
Man, I'm really bummed out about this.
You know the Cash Me Outside chick is going to be back on Dr. Phil?
No I think way.
Have you seen that chick?
Which chick is it?
How about that?
Come on.
Jay, will you just Google Cash Me Outside and pull up the Dr. Phil video?
Catch me outside?
She is the... Yeah, I know Dr. Phil's the worst in it. It's a girl. She's 13. She's a total bitch. Her mom's a total bitch. And she's just a disaster. She's been arrested numerous times. The mom had to take the door off her bedroom because she would just sneak out. She's just a total disaster. But she has quite an interesting way of talking. So the original episode, I think, aired back in the fall, but then the internet got a hold of it recently, and it's become this big meme.
Oh, cool.
So much so that Dr. Phil's having her on again to see how the relationship's going.
That's that chick?
Yeah, she's only 13.
And all these hoes laughing like so funny.
She's talking about the audience that they're laughing at her.
Did you say the hoes are laughing?
Yep.
So the audience are a bunch of hoes.
Yep.
Yeah, they are. They're all whores.
Catch me outside. How about that? Catch me outside. How about that?
Catch what? Me outside? What does that mean?
What does that mean?
What I just said.
Catch her outside, and she'll go outside and do what she has
beat
to do.
Beat their ass. Duh.
That's what she's talking about.
Oh, yeah,
this
no,
is
okay,
all,
yeah.
This is all, but don't you see that this is all mouth? This is mouth.
Do what I want.
Oh, so you want to take this outside? Because I think they can bring cameras outside.
What?
Really? I think I flipped you.
You want to do it again?
Danny, don't get all tough. Please don't. This is not the place,
hey,
and this is not
the
time.
Sit
down. Sit down.
All right, Dean.
All right, Dean.
How about that? How about that?
You can buy that on a shirt. Catch me outside. How about that? I mean, it's just kind of taking the internet by storm, and it'll probably be gone in
God
a week.
Damn Scientology.
Brandon, what do you give that girl on a scale of 1 to 10, the light kissing girl?
I
mean, Kristen's way cuter, which is good. I mean, you want your wife to be cuter.
And older. I mean, yeah. Of age.
Damn it.
What?
This was years before.
I know.
I'm just thinking because you look pretty hammered there. I'm thinking.
I was. I was blacked.
I don't think you would have liked that girl. If no, she's cute, but she's not that cute.
How about that?
No, you know, in hindsight, I don't know.
She looks kind of young to me.
God she's only, she's just cute enough for some light kissing.
No, and that's the thing is we were never kissing. I think it was just a pose for a picture. However, when.
Something else must have happened. She must have told her mom something for her mom to. A mom's not just going to threaten.
What, could you possibly?
A lawsuit?
Could you have been so hammered that more happened and you just don't remember it?
No, I know for a fact. I know for a fact nothing happened.
Those tiny hands didn't get a little grabby.
I'm wondering if I archived or saved that email from her mother. I'll have to go from 2007.
Oh, please look for that. That's exciting.
Yeah.
There, she's not from here, though, right? Where's she from?
New York.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good. Okay.
New York.
Of course, our luck, she's in the area and she's found the podcast.
She's like 29 like, now.
Who's that guy?
She's probably got 8 kids.
Oh, no, she's 26 now.
No, she only...
26 and 7/8.
She only engages in light kissing. She still does not have children.
Oh, man. So her birthday's in April?
Apparently.
Yeah, you still know her birthday. Jeez.
Damn it. No, I shouldn't have said anything.
No, that was great.
It's a good story.
Good thing you said something.
So we learned that you like light kissing.
But we know now. So we have the light kissing reference for years to come.
But the whole point is international waters may not apply, even though I didn't get in trouble.
You should have sent that in the email to her. Oh. Are you okay?
Yeah. I tell you, I'm holding these things in all day long.
I think we should send a...
Can you let them on the car?
We should send an email from the show and say that we think she's pretty cute, but we want to see an updated photo. We know she's of age now.
I don't know.
She's not going to get in the way.
Could you imagine getting that email 10
no,
years later?
No. February means three things. One, Groundhog's Day. Two, spring is right around the corner. And three, Drew and Mike listeners get sick deals at Zot Ford and Holly. You can lease a 17 Ford Fusion for $98 a month. Boy, I heard somebody was talking about borrowing $4,000 to buy their kid a car, and I thought, why not just get a Ford Fusion for $98 a month? It's a new car.
New one, absolutely.
So you won't have any repair issues or tires or stuff like that. It's a brand new Ford. Of course, she said her credit sucks, so I don't know. Maybe not. That's a brand new Ford Fusion for less than $100 and most likely cheaper than your cell phone bill. Heard I-75 and exit 98 before the price of a new car goes higher than your phone bill. See the details and the massive inventory at dealsinthed.com, our studio sponsor. As some of you may know, Zot Ford has the hottest sales staff in Oakland County, and for that reason, they're celebrating all this hotness with even hotter deals on Ford Escapes and F-150s. For a limited time, Zot Ford and Holly is leasing a 17 Ford Escape for $109 per month for 24 months. Also, you can lease a new 16 Ford F-150 Super Cab 4x4, at $173 a month in the same 24-month lease. Check out their wild deals, hot sales staff, and massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. Get there.
How about that?
Friday at 5 o'clock. What happened to the troubled how about that girl and Dr. Phil? Following her heated appearance on the show last year, millions of people viewed content related to the 13-year-old Danielle's behavior. Why her mom asked Dr. Phil's help once again. What's funny is TMZ caught her outside her hotel.
Oh, the kid? Hey, yeah. When she was on Dr. Phil?
This past week when she was taping this episode. Oh, okay. And you have a line of paparazzi just taking pictures of her.
Of that idiot?
And she's eating it up. She loves it. And then she threatens to punch them all.
Of course.
Yeah, you gotta go online and watch the longer clips from that episode, like the pre-tape stuff. She's a total disaster.
And there were a lot of people online commenting about her rack and then having to backtrack really quickly when
they found out
she was
13.
Ooh.
Yeah, it boy. Is a lot. Well, that's one of the things she does that drives her mom nuts is she takes very promiscuous photos.
Oh.
How about that?
Casey Anthony was at the Donald Trump protest outside Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach over the weekend.
What was the protest again?
His policies, I think. Oh, no, she talked to a reporter who wanted to take her picture, and she said no pictures. And so she said, I'm just here because I don't like Donald Trump's policies.
Well, see, now this is when he could really use Twitter for good, because he should tweet to her that I really don't like murderers of young children, right?
I guess. I'm really starting to feel like Twitter needs to just go away. Twitter needs to shut down. Twitter's just causing so much trouble in the world.
Yeah, I know, but sometimes, whatever. Sometimes it's funny.
Sometimes. I weighed that this afternoon. I was like, is Twitter worth it? And I said, I eventually came to the conclusion, no, it's not worth it. First of all, for me personally, I hate it. Because I hate when somebody gets all pissy about a tweet.
Which they do. They always do.
It never fails. And then, you know, all the piling on. And then after your Trump's tweets all the time, I mean, him not having Twitter would make everyone's life so much easier.
He had some great tweets today.
Oh, I'm sure.
Everything's fake. If it's a negative poll, it's fake news.
What was the poll about? Oh, his approval rating?
You know what? I think so. And then he was tweeting at 4 o'clock this morning about the New York Times article, which isn't that – I really don't think it's that negative towards him or Bannon or anybody in the White House. I just thought it was kind of funny.
You know, I think the country is going to get together and say, okay, we have to stop talking about our president or he's never going to stop responding to what we're saying about him and he's not going to get anything done.
That's not the people's problem. He's the fucking,
it's becoming our fucking problem.
He's the president. So I was watching TV the other day and had the news on and Charlotte will walk in and she just always asks who's on TV, you know? And so Trump was on and she goes, who's that? And I said, oh, that's your president. And then jokingly, because I knew Julie was listening, I said, it's not my president, though. Like that, you know, people say that.
Oh, yeah.
So then
the
next day rolls around, and Trump's on TV again watching the news, and she walks in, and she goes, that's your president. So my 3-year-old is now trolling me when Trump's on TV by telling me it's my president. And then I'm watching SNL, and I'm not making this up. I'm watching.
Her third birthday is just a few days away,
the
15th,
isn't it? Yeah. So I'm watching Baldwin do Trump, and she goes, Daddy, that's your president. I'm like, Alec Baldwin playing Trump? You dummy. You don't even know when he's being satirized.
Pretty smart.
Grow up, 3-year-old.
We can't see. Casey Anthony looks good in these pictures.
Yeah? Well, really? She got rid of all her baggage.
These are older pictures.
Isn't that why she killed Casey?
Yeah, because yeah. She wanted to be that
her
guy.
Baggage. Yeah.
Yep. No, it's
and then
so
she entered the hot. Let me see him. She entered the hot body contest.
Yeah, she
like
did.
A week later, she looked great,
and she was making out with chicks too.
She might be the most.
This is when the child was missing. She was in the hot body contest.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
And she was making out with chicks to turn her boyfriend on at the bar.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Cool.
And
there you go, murder.
Yeah, child's missing the whole time.
She's the
out
most
partying. I mean, can you imagine your child is missing and you're hitting the bars?
No.
I mean, it's just so unfathomable.
But then again, she murdered her, so she knew she wasn't missing.
She did.
She knew exactly where Kaylee was.
How could this jury have been? I've seen this multiple times in national cases where I go, how could that jury have possibly been that stupid? How could they think that? They actually bought that it was enough of a red herring that dad accidentally drowned the kid and had to cover it up, or it was in an accident that she had, and dad helped her cover it up, so therefore it was accidental, and therefore she's not guilty.
At some point, reasonable doubt became any doubt whatsoever.
Yeah, no, it's true.
So a defense can just throw anything against the wall.
The Robert Blake one. Are you kidding? Really?
Well, the
that was absurd.
The was it the Georgia hot baby trial?
Yeah, that guy's guilty.
Yeah, no, I know, but isn't that where they used a different defense the second time than the first time? Was that trial? It was a recent trial we were talking about.
Wait, the guy that was sexting while the kid was dying?
Yeah. It was either that case or it was another case we were talking about, and the first time it was a mistrial. Then the second time it went to trial, they used a totally different defense.
They used police incompetence.
Yeah, they used a totally different defense.
And they didn't
I don't remember
if it was that case. For some reason, I thought it was that case. But it was one we talked about because we're like, how can they
Did the person get off?
That you're, no,
I think
no,
the
uh-uh.
other trial is either
someone will
going on now or...
I can't remember what it was. But they used a totally different defense, which was a 180 from their original defense. Because they'll just throw anything against the wall.
Yeah, just throw anything up there. And
oh, it
sticks.
Was it the girl who got busted trying to hire somebody to kill her husband?
Oh, yes. Yeah. And there's the tape of her crying when they say, oh, sorry, your husband didn't. She's
Yeah.
And actually she
Oh, you're right.
She
yeah.
hired
you're
to be
right.
killed. Yeah, she changed her defense.
Dahlia. And, yeah. Wasn't that her name? She's kind of hot.
Yeah, she's kind of hot.
She had a kid. Well,
that was.
You don't think she's hot?
I think at first you think she's hot, and then you start seeing her more on that, and I thought she was hideous. Looks like she has tons of makeup and like fake eyelashes.
I'm kind of with you on that, Joe. She does appear hot at first.
Dahlia DiPolito?
Yeah. I thought
Let me see that dope.
Wait, no. We'll show them the video when they, when they were filming Cops. Because that's where she's probably at her hottest. Before all the stress of a murder for hire.
She's pretty cute.
I think she's cute.
She is wearing a lot of makeup.
She talks with a lisp, too. Like a really pronounced
lisp. That's kind of cute.
I thought so. She's, I mean, yes, she tried to hire somebody to kill her husband, but...
Here, let's see if this pops up.
She's a total nut.
Someone else knocked her.
Definitely affected my feelings about her looks.
Someone else knocked her up, though, after the accusations. Right?
That's right. Yeah, she's got a kid. She was pregnant in prison, wasn't she?
Yeah, so someone banged her when she was on trial.
She's on house arrest, yeah.
God, guys are...
There's so many swinging dicks out there, though. I mean, there's just no way to stop it.
But remember, was it Nancy Grace that was all pissed off because she got pregnant in her mom's house while her mom was there? Dan Abrams on GMA goes, Nancy, people get pregnant all the time with other people in the house. Like, what is that? It's not like they're doing it in the family room or the kitchen in front of mom.
Some swinging dick just climbed in her bedroom window.
Yeah, she's not
you can't stop that.
She's not 16 years old living at home with mom. Oh, boy.
Oh, look at that. Wait, is that her?
No, she's got a great rack.
That's a list of different. That's Octomom.
Oh, yeah, it's Octomom.
That's Angelina Jolie. That's her. But I don't know who the chick is with the huge tubes.
Jesus.
It literally just says, some hot chick. That's funny. Yeah, and she calls her husband from jail. I didn't do it.
Oh, yeah, and he's like, yeah, sure. We got to call Righteous Rick.
You know, he texted me. I just saw this text now.
Is he upset because we're late?
I love that it's three separate texts. I'm all set. We still on for tonight, and then I'm driving might be in a bad area. Rick, you shouldn't text.
Oh, because we're not getting back to him. That's why he said that.
Yeah. Oh, balls. Well, we can call him. We can call him and try it.
We do want to do a couple more things and call him, and he's out of his bad area.
Well, I asked him where he's at, so I'll pay attention to my phone. Sorry, I'll play the role of Tom Mazzaway and be buried in my phone.
Are you gonna be nice to Rick this time?
I was nice to him last time. Someone's got to hold his feet to the fire.
We gotta.
Oh, here he goes. He's texting.
Put the egg timer on this. Let's do about 8 or 10 minutes, hopefully.
Okay. All right. Yeah, well, he said he can pull over. You want to call him now? Show meeting. Do you want to call him
Wait
now?
Wait a second.
What?
That lady that dragged off the plane? Remember her?
Yeah, she pulled.
She's
she
a Michigan
guilty.
Professor?
Yeah. I told you that before.
I didn't know. No, you did not.
I swear to God, I told
you that. I think
you
were hiding that.
Passing.
I think you mumbled it.
Well, I usually say him in passing, Brandon, that she went to Michigan. Yeah. She pled guilty.
She did.
I don't think she's a full professor. She's an associate professor. I'm just saying. I mean,
she's an assistant professor.
Yeah, we like to strive for accuracy. Well, at least she did the right thing and manned up and took responsibility.
She had no choice.
Like
dopey behavior like that.
Like Ted Kaczynski did.
Yeah, that's a Michigan way.
Wait, you know what? I want to see a list of the worst people that went to school there. There's got to be a list of really bad people.
Yeah.
Kaczynski's the top, right?
Well, any place that's that big, there's got to be a few losers.
Of course. Kaczynski's got to be
up there. Oh, Ramil Robinson's certainly up
there.
He's
a piece of shit.
Yeah, he's a total piece of shit.
The guy that tried to kill McKinley, I think, was a Michigan grad.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, it's 1901.
Well, still.
He still went there.
There's got to be some really bad. Oh, Ann Coulter. No, I'm just kidding.
You can dial up Righteous Rick?
Yeah, he pulled over.
Oh, he did? Okay. Yeah.
His car probably broke down.
It's begun.
Couldn't find a toilet.
To beat up. I cannot believe he did not fight Saturday night.
I know.
He's still undefeated, but you said there's a conspiracy.
Guy says that the official said he was never on the bill. He didn't think he was ever on the bill.
Oh, he's going to go off on that guy.
I know.
Hello?
Rick!
Hey!
What happened to the fight?
What's up, Drew?
How you doing, man?
Oh, dude, he backed out, man.
He did?
He backed out.
What do you mean? I don't get it. I mean, I would have thought they would have found somebody else for you to fight. That's the weirdest story. What the fuck? I guess you get a forfeit, so you technically won.
Yeah. You add that to your record?
What'd you say, Mark?
Did you add that to your record? The win, the victory?
I know. You can't give that to me.
It's a forfeit.
Did he back out for your own safety?
He backed out because he's a chump. That's why he backed out.
Now, did you know this guy's name and everything?
Devin. I knew a little bit about him.
Devin, that's right.
Yeah, his name was Devin. He was either 3-0 or 4-0. And a lot of people were speculating, Drew, that the interview scared him.
What?
Wow.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Either that or the time you told him to, quote, fuck off probably scared him.
Well, telling him to go fuck himself, that probably did it too. But everybody said the interview scared him.
Nobody said that.
I want to go with that. I want to go with that. I want even if it's not true, I want to go with it. It sounds great.
Well, I figured, and Mark, people did say it, honest to God. So we are going to go with that.
Wow. Okay,
they were saying that, you know, with all the hype and the publicity, he just couldn't deal with it.
There's a big problem, though.
There's controversy. There's a small controversy.
Wherever Rick goes, there's always controversy.
I know. It never fails. Somebody emailed me today and said that he knew one of the officials and that he asked him, when is Rick fighting? And he said, there's no Rick on the bill. And he's like, no, he was being publicized. Of course he's on the bill. And he said, nope, there's no Rick on the bill. Now, I don't know who this guy is. I don't know who he knows. I don't know. He could be just making it up. I don't know.
When I got there, that's funny you said that. When I got there, Vance, who was the referee, called me over. He's like, dude, you know how many people have called here looking for you? Like, looking to see if you're fighting? He said, I had no clue your fighter backed out. They didn't know.
So they had a lot of activity going on because people knew you were fighting? A lot of people were there to see you? So people must have been pissed.
Yeah, people were pissed. There was thousands and thousands of people there.
Well, they had a good crowd. How many people did Joe, do you think, that night? How many people do you think were at the Joe for the fights?
I think they said around 5 to 6.
Really?
Thousand.
Oh, that's a good crowd.
Now, can you produce a contract to prove that you were actually supposed to fight on Saturday?
Oh, why are you breaking my balls, Mark?
If you know me, Rick, I like to do everything by the book. It's the only way to put this controversy to bed.
Okay, so here it is for you, tough guy. They called me. They wanted me to fight.
Okay, rabbit ears.
Yeah, of course, Mark. Of course, you know I told Donna Frio yes.
Yeah.
So our matchmaker said, the first guy they found for me, I don't know what happened. It wasn't a good match. Then she said, okay,
yeah,
we found a guy.
Kick your ass.
Yeah, okay. If that's what you want to believe and go tell people. Please, I'd have fought any of them guys. Man, I ain't afraid of them chumps.
I just can't believe Donna Frio would
have de-pantsed all of them.
I just can't believe Donna Frio wouldn't find you someone else. I mean, I would think
Drew, it was so last minute. What are you going to do?
Well, is it really that hard to find a stooge? I mean, They already found one.
You know what? You know what's funny? I told them to call you. I was like, fuck him. Bring him. He talks. He talks more shit than anybody. Bring Mark. He'd love to fight.
I don't want
to
be de-pantsed in front of 6,000 people. I know better than that.
You know, I'd have felt really bad knocking you out in front of a crowd.
I'm sure.
Hey, Rickett. God, your toilet's loud. At what time? How close is it to? How close to fight time was it when they told you this guy wasn't going to fight? Was it like 10 minutes before the fight or an hour before?
No, it was. Realistically, it was the night before the weigh-in.
2 weeks.
The night before.
Did you still weigh in?
Like he didn't show up at the weigh-ins. Yeah.
Did you still weigh in though, just to show everybody?
Man, I look good, man. Everybody knew.
Oh, I know. Everyone's seen the toilet selfies.
Well, you know what, Mark? Toilet selfies don't lie, do they?
No, but everybody focuses on
the toilet selfies.
I know. Isn't that funny? Hey, how many, you know what, since you guys like to bring that shit up.
You took the picture.
How many, though, how many people have you seen that literally take selfies with the toilet?
It's very
hot women in the bathroom with toilets.
I know.
Crazy.
I know.
And what do you focus on? The toilet.
It's well, true.
In my defense, like I told you, it's got the best lighting in the house.
Okay, so now when are you fighting? Yes. When are we going to get to see you fight or hear about a fight? When is this going to happen?
So this is what I'd really like to do, and I think this is going to go down. I'm going to fight at the first fight at the new stadium.
What?
Yes.
Really?
So that would be September, October.
Okay.
Man, that's a long way away.
Yeah, but it gives me all that time, man, to get in better shape. I got a couple new guys on the team. A
couple new stooges for you to fight?
No, man.
A couple
man,
tomato
couple,
cans?
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you come to the gym and try to knock down some of them tomato cans?
Oh, Rick,
what, no
I can't
comment
believe...
from the gallery now, Mark?
September.
I don't want to roll around with some dudes.
I know, but no, listen.
Doesn't the Palace have any fights?
What'd you say?
Doesn't the Palace have any fights? Nobody has any fights in September?
Man, dude, I don't know what they're doing at the Palace with all that shit they got going on. I don't know. If they do, I mean, me personally, I'd like to do like April, May-ish.
Yeah.
But... Hmm. If it is the way it is, then it's going to be at the new stadium. But you know what, man? How cool would that be?
That'd be really cool. Isn't there some kind of county fair you can put a fight on? Or dress up like a clown?
The state fair.
Listen, they couldn't pay me enough to go, you know.
Yeah,
see,
they could. Yeah,
you
they
guys,
could.
Listen, you guys create a monster.
I guarantee you they could.
Bullshit. They couldn't pay me enough.
$100.
Mark, you're killing me.
We'll put a tomato can and a toilet out there.
$100 in a bottle of Ripple.
A mailbox. You'll find a mailbox.
Come on.
I would pay to see Rick beat the shit out of a mailbox.
I'd like to see that.
$50.
Honest to God, though.
But you have to provide the mailbox.
Before all my crap happened, in Port Huron, they had a big fight. They wanted me to fight, and they would have had to pay me more than the whole fight cost put together.
What? Why?
Because I'm not going to just go fight for nothing. You got to pay me, man.
Wait, because you're a name fighter, they would have to pay you more?
Because I got the name. You guys created this monster, and you damn right, I'm rolling with it.
Where's my 3%?
Yeah.
Fuck your 3%. Come get it.
All right, Rick.
I got bills, buddy. I got lots of bills.
I know.
Listen. Hey, remember, my little stint cost me about $500,000.
I know.
Hey, no, we're disappointed as hell, but hey, if we have to wait, we'll wait.
No, I am too, man. I mean, you know, you get all pumped up. I got 2 weeks ago, I got bashed in the ribs. I had bruises all over me. I get kicked in the face by Fritz.
Was you getting a car accident or something?
What'd you say?
Did you get a car accident?
Did I get in a car accident?
Yeah, you said you're all bruised up.
He tripped over the toilet.
Kicked. I just, oh, God. Here we go with the toilet, Mark.
That mailbox.
It's obsessive. We need to dedicate some time to your obsessiveness with a toilet. Oh. Fucking guy.
Rick, listen, it won't get any better than this. We'll have to call you just to call you, but I'm just sorry you're not fighting until September. But we gotta get going. I'm sure I know you're in the car too. So
yeah.
Well, if something comes up, you know, I'll get a hold of you guys.
Yeah, do.
Because I definitely want to. Like I said, April, May, man, would be great.
Okay.
Well, you send us an email if something happens, and we're all over it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? If it's September, October, it gives you you two tough guys enough time to get down there. Or don't tell me you're going to be somewhere and not be down there. I don't want to come looking for you either.
There was no fight.
No, I'm glad.
Well, fuck, you didn't know?
I'm glad I didn't waste my time.
The night before.
Waste your time. You'd have had fun, dude. We would have, hey. It was still a good time. Everybody was glad to see me.
Is that for real? I don't know. Yeah, yeah. Joey.
Family, friends, signing autographs for people. It was fun.
How many chicks? How many chicks numbers did you get? Because you had all that free time, you could hit on the chicks.
Oh man, come on! You know how they are. They love me.
So, how many numbers did you get?
More than I could count.
You can't. Well,
I think
one.
Ricky was banging people in the bathroom stalls. I think
after de-pantsed them.
Yeah. Boy, you talk about de-pantsing. Yeah.
That's your move.
You know what? I'm gonna patent that move.
You should.
Get it copyrighted.
Believe me, you're the only one who de-pantses people.
Well, you know,
no one's dying to get that copyright.
You know what's funny though?
What?
We're sitting here, 7-8 years later, laughing about that. That shit couldn't happen if you scripted.
No, that was incredible.
Believe me, we know.
I'll never forget it.
You're one of a kind, Rick.
We got to go, buddy, but we'll be in touch.
All right, guys. Thanks.
All right. Okay,
love
Rick.
You, buddy.
Sorry about that.
Take care, buddy.
Fight.
I'll be in touch with you guys.
Thanks, Rick.
All right, man.
Bye, bye.
Yep.
See you,
bye, guys.
All right, the amazing righteous Rick.
Bye.
No fight.
He heard
the interview.
The amazing rabbit ears, Rick. He hears everything.
Joey's looking at a close-up of that D-pants. I didn't know there was a picture that's just at the butthole.
I never saw that picture.
Yeah, because the main picture is like a few rows up.
Yeah, and his pants are on his ankles. Yeah. Now, the guy, Rick was just, he was so busy choking him.
His pants
just fell off. But somebody took a picture.
How ridiculous.
That was how he came into our consciousness.
Yeah.
If you didn't know that, Rick was at a Lions game and somebody's giving crap to two women he was with, apparently. I didn't think they were saying anything that bad. Weren't they just spilling beer and stuff?
I think they were pretty belligerent.
I guess they were. So Rick ended up choking the guy. He turned blue. Some people said he was actually out. He had to be resuscitated.
Yeah. That's when the tide kind of turned against Rick for a little bit. Like, you choked the guy too much.
Briefly, but then he came back.
He's a hero.
Okay. Yeah, he was showing his chivalrous nature.
By pantsing a guy in public.
No, the guy's pants are all the way down, and he has no underwear on, of course.
Well, why would you wear underwear?
Hairiest butt.
That is a hairy
pretty
butt.
Hairy dude. Well.
Can we match him up with Danielle? Catch me outside.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
Outside.
Oh,
about
boy.
That?
No, that's got to be Vinny's girl.
What? Oh, that. Oh, boy.
Vinny's girl has responded. She objects to the.
Why did she respond?
I don't know.
She wants to
do a cross promotion with us.
What's she promoting?
Some golf tournament, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For charity.
Is it the Jimmy John's Invitational?
No, that photo was not meant for her.
This is really funny. She said the Jimmy John's photo, the guy's penis, was intended for his girlfriend, and he actually sent it to her.
Fake! I got to say, and then we had this debate a little bit. I don't understand why you would have your girlfriend's number stored into your phone, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why would you have a customer? I don't care if you deliver every day to that place. Why would you have their number stored in your phone? Unless there was something on a personal level.
I don't think you would, but I know. I'm only saying this because it's happened to me. I've been texted by people delivering because I didn't answer the door.
Okay.
And then when there was no porch for a while, the guy texted me, no way to deliver. What do I do?
What do I do?
Is it okay to come around back?
I understand, man. It's actually good that they asked. They're just wandering around your yard.
Yeah. No.
But they never stored their number into their phone, do you think?
No, I don't think so. No. I doubt it.
Did they ever send you?
But you can still text somebody. I remember seeing the text, and it was just a phone number going, who the fuck is this? And I'm like, oh, my food. Oh, my God.
Yeah. But they didn't. It's not like he sent you a picture of his dick either.
No.
Well, that's why I don't think her story is legit. Right?
I don't know. I, you know, she says some stuff that if it's true would lead me to believe that there's more to this story.
Well, I can tell you right now there's more to the story. When Vinny's involved, you only get about 10% of the story.
Of course there's. But, you know, she said something like he burned her house down. And what? She told a little story before that. I don't think he burned her house down. I think something was set on fire in her house. But
oh, so there's a little.
Was there just a little bit of hyperbole? I don't know. What do you think, Joe? He didn't burn her house down.
It's erratic.
Absolutely not. No, he didn't burn her house down.
It's erratic because she says that in one sentence he burned the house down, and another that he put the fire out with
his hand. Yeah,
could be a small fire.
Like, what a dumbass!
But then in another sentence he burned the house.
Why is he putting a fire out with his hand? This like is that was weird. It wasn't that he was putting out the fire. It was that he was putting out with his hand. Like, what a dope.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like Vinny. Honestly, they sound perfect for each
other. It sounds like it's being a team player. He didn't even have to, he didn't want anything to burn, so he didn't run to the kitchen to get water. He put it out with his hand. He was being a man! Instead, he gets ragged on.
Why did he start this fire to begin with?
Because he was mad at her, probably. I don't know.
My brain is scattered!
Yeah. This place has got me flustered.
Yeah.
Rattled. He was talking.
Yeah, he's always rattled.
He was talking so fast.
He's like,
I know, he was like he was on massive quantities of Ritalin or something.
That first story about when he was at the radio station and he was getting lost. And he's like, this place has got me rattled. I love that story. Did you ever hear that story, Drew?
Wait, what story?
When he first started at 105.1, there was an event going on in the Peach Pit.
A town hall meeting.
And Vinny walks in the middle of it.
Oh, it was just so embarrassing.
And immediately freaks out. Didn't he go down the wrong hallway, too?
Yeah, he went down to CSI.
And then, so then he's just totally lost in the building. And then he had to go back through the town hall meeting.
Oh, no. He didn't know you could go around?
No, no. So then he walked in the office, and he says, this place got me rattled.
He was always so nervous about everything.
Everything. Yeah, he's a high-maintenance intern.
He was. He was the highest maintenance. It was always about him. Whenever he came in, he had a new problem that needed solving, and he like took our focus off the show to solve his shit. Usually his girlfriend. But he had other problems, too. I mean, he'd come in and be like, man, I'm 25 years old. I'm cutting lawns for a living. I'm so depressed.
Yeah.
It's like, this is our fucking intern. What is this? He can go out and get lunch, but he's too depressed. I can't send him out to get lunch. He'll feel like a flunky.
I need him to research something, but he's just going to research, you know, places to live.
Somebody emailed in about they know some people at Quicken. They can get him an interview there.
Really?
Remember he said he couldn't get an interview?
He has an interview, though.
He does.
He has an interview with a radio station group here in the market.
What kind of job?
Let me look it up.
The Quicken thing just so happened to be about the bills that he had to clear up. So.
Oh, some bills?
Yeah, because of the debt.
Isn't it interesting that when people hire now, your credit report is very important.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if I like that. And I have a good credit report. I just feel like there's a lot of really competent people who have trouble with their paying bills on time.
Yeah, there's crazy things that happen in life.
Yeah.
Wait, why would an employee hiring you need a credit report?
Supposedly it's very indicative of what kind of employee you're going to be.
And it's quite common.
Responsibility.
Because I had to send out mine a few times.
Well, wait a
sec.
But that isn't that not a little invasive? You're not.
I thought
you're not asking. You're not paying them. They're paying you.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you do with your money is up to you.
It tells them how responsible you are, I guess.
That.
I mean,
I get that, but do it another way. Figure it out another way.
It's really interesting. I read a long story about this. Credit reports tell a lot about a person. A lot.
Really?
Yes, they do.
Well, I mean, other than
I mean, statistically speaking, of course, there's always exceptions. There's always extreme things that happen to people, and it puts them in a financial bind, or you know, college loans, all that stuff. But generally speaking, a credit report is very. Companies like to know what your credit is before they make a commitment financially to somebody.
I just think that's a little weird, though.
I know. I think it is too. I don't like it.
Well, supposedly the employee or the employer credit reports don't show everything that a lender credit report does.
Okay, what do those show?
I'm not sure the differences. Obviously the lender is going to be much more broad.
Yeah.
And and everything.
Yeah, they're giving you money.
I sure as hell
expect to pay back.
I sure as hell would not want an employer asking me about, so what's this $90 thing you didn't pay?
I don't think they do that, but still, I just don't like the idea that they're going to judge you based on your credit report when there's maybe better ways to judge a person.
And a lot of companies
usually by their religion or skin color.
A lot of companies say they do it to prevent theft.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Come on, this isn't Minority Report. Stop punishing people before something happens.
Yeah, it's, you know,
we haven't stolen anything.
The more I think about it, the more I feel like the internet has, while it's really cool and I really love it for information, God, it's causing a lot of damage. A lot of damage. I mean, brick and mortar stores are going.
Yeah, but no.
I mean, think of all the jobs this thing is eating up.
Yeah, but
not to mention all the porn jobs.
There's other jobs.
What's that?
I mean, it creates other jobs.
Not as many, though. That's the problem, right. Is that people haven't figured out how to monetize certain things.
Well, someone still has to act in the porn movie, and someone has to embed the porn movie.
But the quality of porn is going way down because the dollars just aren't there like they used to be. There's so much free porn. Yeah.
I still don't know why anybody would pay for porn. Unless you're buying someone's panties or something that are used. Panties.
Gross. The guy wanted to buy my tennis shoes.
What?
That guy got off on tennis shoes and called him up.
Yeah.
And I think Clark said, Drew's got some old Converse around. Oh, I'd love to have those.
So how much did you get for him?
Funny.
Why wouldn't you sell
it? I did ask him, though. I think he said he'd pay $50 or something.
So why wouldn't you sell it to him?
I don't know. I don't want that guy getting off. Why not?
It's kind of, you admit it's kind of flattering.
Not really.
What?
I don't know.
Really?
Not really. No, not really.
What do you
at all
care if some foot fetish freak's beating off to your old shoes?
I guess it doesn't really matter, but
no.
I didn't need the $50 that bad.
He's happy. He's not on the street doing something else that's creepy. You're $50 richer.
Whoa, what's that, Brandon?
Well, this is something somebody on Facebook mentioned me in because it's got virtual reality porno. This is over in probably Japan or something.
Oh, is it light kissing porn?
Yeah, and these are the actual. Look at this. Hold on, how do I click this button?
Wait, is that person getting off?
So this
is they are.
This is VR, but you're wearing an entire suit.
Oh, my God, look at that. Dang it.
And
he's grabbing her boobs.
And then it's going up and down on your ding-dong. Crazy.
We're seeing what he's seeing.
Yeah, up in the
corner. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Whoa, she's hot.
It's so so rhythmic. Like, there's no fault in the rhythm. You know what I mean?
This guy, I would not... I would not call this person a very good lover.
Yeah. Hey, where are the variables in that sex?
Thanks for tagging me in that random.
I know you. I mean, how do they simulate the light kissing? He doesn't have anything on his mouth.
That was just a statement created to show you that it was posing for a picture.
Look at that guy going to town on the boob part too.
I know this is so weird.
What an animal.
Today in Rock for February the 6th, brought to you by Dr. Roche, $5,050 for silicone breast implants through February the 14th, Valentine's Day.
Nice.
Get a consult today, 248-338-1110, or go to www.droche for Dr. Roche. 1958 was the day 14-year-old George Harrison joined the Quarrymen.
Hey.
After Paul McCartney recommended him to John Lennon, the Quarrymen, by the way, any idea where they got their name?
No, no idea.
John's school was Quarry Bank High School.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that's where they're the Quarrymen.
It's kind of neat, I guess.
That's very teenage-y, I guess. The audition was on top of a double-decker bus where George played a note-perfect raunchy, which was a hit at the time. Lennon was worried that George looked too young because he didn't shave yet. But he knew more chords than John, and his mother would let them rehearse at the Harrison home.
There's the real reason.
It was huge. And Louise Harrison also would occasionally give the boys shots of whiskey, which John was very enamored with. George had an impressive record collection, too. So in the Beatles.
That's funny.
71 Led Zeppelin announced a small UK club tour, which is funny. They toured America by then, but Peter Grant said he decided to forget about the bread and the big venues.
Bread.
Yeah. Well, that word went by the wayside.
Yeah.
1982, Jay Giles hit number one for the only time with Centerfold, which was number one for 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. Billy Idol. Excuse me. 1980. God, I was tired today. February 6, 1980. He blew a stop sign on his Harley and hit a car broadside, broke his arm and leg.
Oh, wow.
And was out of commission for 6 months. Same day, over 200 women filed suit against Chuck Berry for secretly filming them on the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
At his restaurant. I looked this one up, too. I had to know more.
Okay. Tell me more.
The tapes were found in a raid of the Chuckers' property, which yielded $130,000 in cash, pot, hash, videotapes, and three guns. Chuck had been convicted of armed robbery in 1961.
Yeah.
So the three guns were a big no-no.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said they were his deceased father's guns. And here's the funny part. The cook at Berry's restaurant had removed a couple of videotapes.
That's right.
Yeah, and he sold them to High Society magazine. High Society would, of course, sell them to Screw magazine.
Which is why we have...
Yeah, the videotape.
And we also have...
Yes.
I thought scare you.
And Chuck Berry urinating on a prostitute, which is disgusting. She tries to kiss him. He's like, nah, you got urine all over you. Gross.
Yeah, that you put there.
No, cut it out, Chuck. The case was settled in late 1990. And, boy, there's a lot of weird stuff about Chuck Berry online. I got to say, that was some bizarre reading. Well, as far as the...
I mean, how could it be any worse than...
No, I know.
Scaring people with farts and peeing on
prostitutes. Well, they were in one of the stories. They were describing Chuck, and his attorney was trying to say what a model citizen Chuck is. That he really doesn't do anything wrong. He travels from city to city. He only carries one bag and his guitar. That's all he ever carries with him. Because they were accusing him when they searched his property, they thought he was going to have large quantities of cocaine. They thought he was dealing cocaine.
Really?
Yes. He had.
Why would he be? He doesn't need to deal cocaine.
I know he would. You wouldn't think so, but he's very money conscious. And in 1990, they said he was worth $36 million.
Wow.
And they thought he'd earned $9 million selling coke.
Really?
Yeah, they really thought this. Huh. And they thought he was going to have large quantities of cocaine on his property. They had something on him, but they could not find any cocaine.
Whatever happened to that restaurant?
I think the restaurant went out of business.
Oh, I'm shocked.
I think that was the end of it. 9 years later... How about 8 years later? Beach Boy Carl Wilson on this day in 98 died after a long battle with lung cancer. He was 51. Boy, the Beach Boys had a lot of tragedy over the years. Austrian singer Falco was killed in a car crash on the same day. I didn't even know he was dead.
Wow.
Rock Me Amadeus.
Yeah. Amadeus.
Well, Chuck Berry's net worth only $10 million now. He's losing net worth.
You better start selling cocaine.
Yeah, better get the videotapes
going. $9 million. They would never expect him of selling cocaine now.
No, no way. He's 80. He's 80 something.
Well, plus they already accused him of it, and they were wrong. So that's the genius behind it. Now you do it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Did anybody know Falco was dead? The Rock Me Amadeus guy?
No. Who was the last time we thought about Falco?
I know. Well, you know when I thought of him? When I saw Adventureland. Because at Adventureland, Rock Me Amadeus plays around the clock. It comes up like every fifth song.
But did he have another big hit at all? Or
no, I don't think so.
Dark Commissar?
Oh, that was Falco. I thought one of the funniest things in Adventureland was how bad the soundtrack was at Adventureland.
Yeah.
It was very intentional, too. I read about it. This was a huge hit.
Oh, yeah, I dug this song.
Did you really?
Yeah, I was also 9 years old.
I think I might have liked Dear Commissar.
I just like the way he sung. How could you not like a guy that sings like this?
Yeah, the video is bizarre.
Is he wearing a tux?
Yep. That's it.
It's too bad we can't look him up like we did Men Without Hats.
Yeah.
Latest.
I remember when I was a kid and the song was big, my aunt thought he was saying Hot Potatoes. That's not a joke.
It sounds like it.
Hot potatoes, hot potatoes.
Well, no, I think you sing hot potatoes. I agree with her.
Potatoes. Oh, oh, hot potatoes.
Why do you sing like that?
Did he say the cut? Did he say the C word?
Like it?
What? That's why he sang that way, so he could just slip an expletive.
Wow. This is really weird. I never saw this video.
Oh, yeah. Is it like a big party or like a biker? Yeah. Potatoes. Oh, oh, hot potatoes.
How did this capture America? How about your commissar?
The other thing this song makes me think of about is...
Oh, Brandon's got pictures of the wreck he was in that killed him.
Oh, really? Is it nasty?
Holy shit.
Rock Me Amadeus was also used in The Simpsons. Do you remember when Troy McClure was trying to make his comeback? And it was... he did Planet of the Apes on Broadway. So it was Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius,
And I remember the Bloodhound Gang did something with it, too.
Oh, really?
Does he sing stupid on this song like he did on that song?
Wow, he didn't survive that crash.
I know. It's brutal.
He's almost like he's rapping, man. What?
Yeah, this video is really weird.
Whoa. He is just throwing expletives out there.
Wait, is this an... There's an Ameri- there's an, a version in English, isn't there?
Yeah.
I think I like this version better.
Don't you just picture, like, he was cranking this when he got in the car accident for some reason?
Yeah, I could see that easily.
Like, listening to his own music? I don't know why.
Wow.
Well, why is Corinne crying?
Oh, no.
That was Corinne that was bawling her eyes out, right?
I see. I think what's happening tonight, he apologizes to all the girls. He's crying. Nick is actually crying.
Hey.
I think he fucks her tonight.
Hopefully.
Bangs her. And he has to tell all the other girls.
Listen to this lie. I don't even know who he's talking to.
I'm hearing what you're saying. I have nothing but utmost respect for you. I don't have respect for
it's
bullies.
Taylor.
I don't think you're a bully.
He's on his date with Corinne, and he booted
back.
Taylor, but she said, I'm not leaving until I tell you what a bitch she is.
She came back like Chad did.
Yeah.
Chad.
Good old Chad.
I still have things to figure out.
I miss that meathead.
This is supposed to be my time with him.
Oh, you brat.
Thanks. She's an evil, lying, annoying bitch.
Take care, okay?
She's an evil, annoying, whining bitch.
When you're not Corinne?
I'm becoming a Corinne fan.
Oh, I'm rooting for her.
What had happened?
She just wanted to express herself. Obviously, you guys don't agree with each other. And I told her what I felt. And that my decision wasn't based on what you told me.
It's starting to sound like Tiger Woods and John Gosling.
And Matthew Stafford.
Yes.
And Matthew
very
Stafford.
Situation.
I understand.
But Nick, I'll suck your cock right now.
I understand. Don't worry.
You're good?
I'm great.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. Look at
my
that light kissing, Brandon.
And giving Corinne the
that's
rose
way,
had everything to do with
is that too
my
heavy?
Was in those relationships.
I'm never gonna.
As much as Taylor is great, she's not the person I'm supposed to be with.
So sure, did you see that light kissing?
I did. I thought of Brandon immediately.
And I hope you have room in your pants, Brandon, for all this light kissing.
I would very much so like to see Nick with someone that he loves and that loves him.
Oh,
but
no, you don't.
I think that's Corinne.
You'd want to see Nick with anybody but Corinne.
What I was saying about Corinne.
She's mad. She's missing out on the light kissing.
There's no telling when that
who's
is.
That chick?
Taylor. Taylor. That's who get, he had the 2-on-1 date.
Oh, okay.
She booted Taylor.
Oh, so she's done now? She's out the show?
Taylor's gone, but Corinne made it.
She had some
all the girls hate Corinne, and she made the cut somehow.
She had some she had some really heavy eyebrows. Don't you think?
Oh, Corinne?
No, this chick.
Taylor.
The one that got
booted. Oh, Taylor, yeah, kind of. I sort of like eyebrows like that.
What?
That's weird.
Big bush.
And don't ever call me a liar in front of my boyfriend.
What?
In front of my boyfriend?
I feel so confident about me, Nick. I look into his eyes and I'm like, oh my God.
Like, this oh my God.
Will Fry.
You made me so happy. That's the way it should be. Just me and Nick.
What'd she say?
So it should be just me and Nick.
Oh.
Wow.
I'm telling you, they're going to have sex. I guarantee it. I feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't finish today in rock.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, actually, you missed. You already missed a really big Beatles.
A thing today?
I'm surprised. Yeah.
Because we got hung up on. Go.
What was it?
1981. McCartney, Starr, and Harrison recorded all those years ago.
Wow, it's not. It was not in my. I went to two sources today. I did not see that.
Yeah, it wasn't.
It'll probably be in tomorrow. I bet
for a little bit later. However, it was.
Oh, they recorded it. Yeah, that's the first time they played together in a long time. 2001, Don Felder blown out of the Eagles.
Oh.
Following a fight with Glenn Frey over a political fundraiser for Ellen Cranston, Felder sued the Eagles for $50 million, and for the most part, he won.
Really?
He was an original member, and he was entitled to a percentage of future performances and catalog releases.
Isn't that the one where he's, they're playing on stage, and Frey's telling
him, Frey's telling
him,
two more songs, I'll kick your ass. Yeah, he's literally, you can hear him on the microphone saying it.
Is that where the, did you ever see the documentary Now when they did the Blue Jean Committee?
Oh, yeah.
Is that, I mean, is that a takeoff of it?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. On, okay. Totally.
They're going to fight on the stage during a charity concert.
Yep.
Because it was for like an environmentalist thing. And the one guy, we're a sausage group. We come from sausage.
That was great. That was very funny. I've only seen two of those. That was one of them.
The Blue Jean Committee.
Today, you're not going to believe what today's the anniversary of. Today, let's see, 14 years ago. Was Martin Bashir's Living with Michael Jackson on
it
ABC.
Was?
Yep. 14 years ago today, we got the yoo-hoo, yoo-hoo.
Yeah.
And all that.
It's a terrible and unfair program they showed my children.
It's why wonderful to share your bed with somebody. It's wonderful. It's so beautiful.
Do you really believe that, Michael?
Yeah.
Wow, I guess you really do.
We got these, right?
Wow. That's Michael shopping, fake buying stuff that he didn't buy.
These things are mine, right?
That's Apollo.
Can we get those?
Yeah, they had someone gather up like the 16 most expensive things in this giant store, and then he went, I'm not going to buy anything after all. I have to go. Bye. Woo!
Can you put that on the list?
Why can't somebody rerun that whole thing on TV?
I don't know. It would do massive ratings, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I know that the whole thing's on YouTube, but... I don't know why, you know, wouldn't you think you'd run it again on TV?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney played the Super Bowl halftime on this day in 2005. Played Drive My Car, Get Back, Live and Let Die, and Hey Jude. Then in 2008, this is an interesting one, an L.A. judge issued a restraining order against Britney Spears' manager, Sam Lufty. This is when she was gone completely mad.
Yep.
Her mother filed and accused him of drugging Britney and interfering in her finances. Then 2011, it was today that Christina Aguilera and Black Eyed Peas played Super Bowl halftime. Huh. Same day, Gary Moore died, the guitarist. He played for Thin Lizzy and Skid Row. And 3 years ago today, the UK publication NME named the top 100 rock tracks of all time. New Music Express, the top five were number five, Last Night by the Strokes.
Really?
Yep.
Satisfaction.
Number four, nope, that's not on there.
It's not.
How Soon Is Now by the Smiths.
What? Oh,
I know this is a
British.
Weird list. Number three, I Feel Love by Donna Summer.
Huh.
He's American. What? Number two is Love Will Tear Us Apart by Joy Division.
Really?
And number one is Smells Like Teen Spirit, Nirvana. So it was a kind of a recent
odd list.
Favored. And then birthdays, Bob Marley would be 72, Axl Rose is 55, and Rick Astley is 51.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you see the Super Bowl ad that used Never Gonna Give You Up?
Yeah.
Mark, I didn't see any ad you bring up I didn't see.
It was an ad for GoDaddy.
Singing it the whole time.
Yeah.
Without the music.
It was an ad for GoDaddy where basically was the internet was kind of...
Oh, and this bonehead was...
A person. No, he was singing it because he's the internet. So it was there were a bunch of memes in the commercial. It was an okay spot.
He thinks he's so cool in this video. That's what's so... Just absolutely adorable about it. How bummed is that blonde-headed model that had to appear as the girl that loved him? She thought it was an easy $1,000. And that stupid bartender. How is he a tool? We use this like 88, 87.
This is fantastic audio quality, by the way, Jay. I just want to point that out.
You up.
Together Forever is still the better song.
Together Forever.
Isn't this the
87.
Is this, oh, 87? Which one's the bigger hit?
I think this one's the bigger hit.
I think so, too.
But they, the songs are identical.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they are. You're right.
Hey, I was just rolling on Living with Michael Jackson over here.
Yeah.
Can I play another highlight that we don't talk enough about?
Please. Please do.
I know Jay wants to hear more Rick Ashley.
This is a different song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Together.
Oh, is this guy a tool?
He had Conan O'Brien's hair before Conan.
And more models sucked into his universe. Oh, is that dumb, that thing where he picks up the phone and that chick picks up the phone? I think she's quite the dancer, doesn't he?
He's got like a shuffle to him.
And those chicks. God, I would be so bummed to be stuck in this video. All right. Michael Jackson? Which part, Mark?
To show me how he cared for his children.
I love you.
Here he is.
But I love you. Here's
the
bottle. Wait. Ah! Here's the bottle.
It's okay. Just get this off.
Ow! Oh, please don't cry. Blanket. Oh, okay.
Remember, he has baby blankets, face
Abu.
Covered with a
yep.
veil.
Abu. Yep.
Abu. Yes. Abu. Blanket.
No
blanket.
Idea how to feed a baby.
Blanket. I love you. Blanket. Yes. Blanket. I love you. I love my children very much.
That kid is so yes. flipped out.
I don't want him to cry.
Lovely. Does he like his feed?
Yes.
Sometimes I feed him with my own nipple.
Those kids wearing masks everywhere.
Yeah, he's got a veil over him, and Jackson's totally legs ignorant. Are just bouncing.
I would
like
never
crazy.
Do that to my children or any child. Try to kill them? Come on, stupid. And why would I put a scarf over the baby's face if I was trying to throw him off?
Great the audio quality.
We were waiting to thousands of fans down below, and they were chanting, "You want to see my child?" So I was kind
my
of like,
child.
So I dangled them over the balcony.
I was doing something out of innocence.
He is so high in this clip. Like, I didn't realize it until rewatching it.
He's hungry, isn't he?
He is high as shit on something.
He loves milk.
As in speeding or down? Speeding. Up or down? Speeding really? That's not like him. He's a downer guy.
This, though.
Yeah, no, I remember that.
He's fidgeting and he's talking really fast.
No, when I heard what he just said, I was like, wow, what a lot of energy he suddenly has.
Yeah, you're right, because he was, you know, propofol and...
Yeah.
Could have been on anything.
A lot of stuff. A lot of painkillers and all kinds of stuff. But,
this is where he takes his kids to the zoo and they're covered in these masks.
Oh, I know. It was interesting, the Michael Jackson movie, This Is It.
Yeah.
You know, the concert.
Flight. Yeah, it's a really good
It
flight.
Was clear that, you know, he still had it. He still had it.
Hold for applause.
I mean, that was. I really enjoyed that movie. It was really weird watching it. It's really good. And what I couldn't stop saying was, I forgot this weirdo had a music career.
Yeah.
I mean, I forgot he was a great musician at one time. And you know, he's clearly in control. It's kind of dubious as to whether or not he has the energy to do all those concerts. They're really worried about that. But, yeah. You know, as far as rehearsing, he looked like he could do it.
He's a nut, but he still made good music.
And he was behind, I mean, he was organizing everything. He was planning everything. He was a creative force behind it. You could tell that. He
certainly knew how to groom children.
Oh, yeah, he was good at that. Well, all he did was hung out with 12-year-olds. That's all he did. I mean, his whole life was spent with 12-year-old boys.
And you really believe that, Michael? Demerol. Demerol.
Demerol.
What freaks you out the most about Michael Jackson? If you had to just say one thing.
Aside from the pedophilia?
You can include that.
Well, that's by far the freakiest thing, the pedophilia.
Yeah, I guess, okay, after pedophilia. Why? I'm sorry, I'm laughing.
It's hilarious.
It's the way the subject's being discussed.
Well, I mean, come on.
It's not. I'm not laughing at pedophilia.
It's almost like the question, you just have to disregard the pedophilia issue with Michael Jackson, right?
How can you disregard pedophilia?
Hey, he was never found guilty of pedophilia, all right?
That's why he paid $23 million. That doesn't mean anything.
He just slept with the kids.
That doesn't mean shit.
Hey, it was really charming. He put on milk and cookies.
Having a 12-year-old in your bed, there's nothing better you can do to show your love.
I think the whole setup of Neverland is kind of ridiculous.
I agree with that. But that's all part of pedophilia, though. I mean,
yeah.
If he wasn't a pedophile, he was the best imitator. I mean, 12-year-old boys all the time. No girls. No girls. None.
Remember that Chappelle bit?
Oh, yeah.
That is being a good host. Take some pills, ride a roller coaster, drink some wine.
My shoulder.
That's a really interesting way of looking at things.
I was going to say what freaks me out the most about Michael Jackson, but it is the pedophilia, clearly. Yeah. The fact that this superstar singer loves 12-year-old boys and nothing else. Nothing else. And if you catch him, he'll keep doing it.
Yeah.
And he'll even flaunt it.
Yeah. Well, here he is flaunting it. Here's the interview with Gavin.
Everyone knew that 10 years ago, children were being invited to sleep over at Neverland. One of them, a 13-year-old boy, accused Jackson of sexual abuse, a claim that cost him millions of dollars. I'd assumed that now he'd be more cautious.
Yeah, right, Bashir.
But to my utter astonishment, I discovered that children were still sleeping over, sometimes in his house, sometimes in his bedroom.
How could they let that? How could that be allowed to happen?
I don't know. How do the parents let their kids stay there?
I met 12-year-old Gavin and his brother and sister. Gavin met Jackson 2 years ago after he'd been told he was dying of cancer.
Oh, don't they show them dressing alike?
Yeah.
What is it?
So cute.
I think Jordy dressed more like him.
That makes him connect so well with children. What is it?
Because he's give me the room really Chubby a Checker. Child at heart. He acts just like a child. He knows
like
how,
a child.
How a child is. He knows how
he's totally how a groomed child to think this way.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think that you don't necessarily have to be a child just because society says 18 and up, you're adult. Yeah. Doesn't
what
really
12-year-old thinks that way unless they're told
an adult
that way?
When you want to be one.
Isn't that great?
Oh, you're an adult when you want to be one. That's very interesting for a 12-year-old to say that.
All gone.
He's taller than me now.
You're an adult when you want to be.
Ew, get
that penis.
What is she doing here?
Isn't that great?
They told my parents to plan for
his lose your sister, please.
There was no chance.
They told your parents
to plan
for
his funeral.
They told
them to
plan for his funeral.
They told he wasn't going to grow.
Why is this icky girl in my kitchen? I know she's your sister, Gavin, but get her the fuck out of here.
Don't
you know I'll be watching some girl eat? Gross.
Medicine don't know it all, do they?
According to Gavin, it was Michael's friendship and support that helped him beat the cancer.
He's the cure for cancer.
They've remained close friends ever since.
Oh, my God.
When you stay here, do you stay in the house? Does Michael let you enjoy the whole premises?
There was one night I stood in there, I asked him if I could stay in the bedroom, and he let me stay in the bedroom, and I was like, Michael, you can sleep on the bed, and he was like, no, you sleep on the bed, sleep on the bed, we're like, no, you sleep on the bed,
I'll be on the floor.
And then he finally said, okay, if you love me, you sleep on the bed, and so I finally slept on the bed,
if you love
but
me,
it was fun that night,
I slept on the floor,
fake,
was it sleeping bag?
No, you packed the whole mess of blankets on the floor.
What? But Michael, you know, you're a 44-year-old man. What do you get out of this? What do you get out of this?
He's four.
Yeah, I'm four. I love
children.
I feel. See,
how is he justified?
I think what they get from me, I get from them. I've said it many times. My greatest inspiration comes from kids. Every song I write, every dance I do, all the poetry I write,
every load I blow,
is all inspired by that level of innocence, that consciousness of purity, and
that
children
you can take
have
advantage
that. I see
of
God in the face of children, and
oh wow,
man,
it's well rehearsed.
I just love being around that all the time.
I love
so you guys them. Still stand up late. Sometimes I call your house so late.
Oh yeah,
but you tell me to call.
I love giving them a little light kisses.
God damn it.
Just a little light kiss.
And see, now I feel like this is going to backfire kiss. And people are going to look at me.
It's like a little kid kiss. Ooh.
Like Jackson.
I was going to say what freaks me out
except
about him.
Except that was a girl, Brandon.
And she lied.
She was over the age of consent.
What freaks me out about him is, okay, the pedophilia side, is the the plastic surgery, what he did to himself.
Oh, yeah.
It's so weird.
That's almost like...
Oh, he looks terrible.
That's almost like another plastic surgery aside, because of course.
I know.
I forget that that is a black man.
Yes.
That is a black man.
And
right
Paris is now his black daughter.
Yeah, right.
Oh.
I hope she applies for grants, although she's loaded.
Oh, for affirmative education?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do a DNA test.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She'll never do a DNA test.
Ever.
I promise you that. All right. Man, I'm tired today. I don't know what it is. Last night, I guess.
Yep, so late. Yeah.
Super Bowl. The Super Bowl hangover.
Along with the fucking Super Bowl.
Maz will be here tomorrow.
All right.
Oh, he's not going to be in the best of spirits.
Why?
That Super Bowl.
I can't believe how bummed out he was. He won a square. I've never heard somebody win a square and be so upset.
He won $250.
I've never known anybody who loves the Super Bowl so much that they watch each one a dozen times, hate the Super Bowl.
Mother effort.
He loves every game except last night.
He loves every
team, every game.
Except for the Patriots.
Damn it.
I know. Brandon sent me the screenshot of him lovingly looking at the food.
That was really fun.
Jay, we need one of those in the site badly.
Badly. Look at this! Sam. Look at this past year in sports, though. You know, Game 7 in baseball was ridiculous.
Yep,
we had a Game 7 in the NBA Finals after
ridiculous.
Blowing a 3-1 lead.
Yeah,
we had Villanova winning on the last shot in the NCAA tournament. We had Clemson beating Alabama on the last play.
Wow!
The Super Bowl happened on the last play. That's ridiculous.
That's
son
really
of a bitch!
Amazing.
It's really cool.
Yeah, all those games went
sports. Yeah,
no doubt. But football needed some good games, too. Man, did they need some good games.
They really only had three good postseason games.
Yeah, it was very disappointing. All right, so we'll see you tomorrow with Maz. Have a good one, everybody.
Yeah.
See you.